Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Show lined up for you today on this 13th day, this Thursday, the 13th day of August 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. Wayne Madsen is going to join us on a host of issues. Wayne Madsen Report. He also is a contributor to multiple TV, radio stations, Russia Today, you name it. Formerly worked with the National Security Agency and reports from Capitol Hill. He'll be on about a whole host of issues, including an intriguing statement he made this week that the Israeli lobby, well, one sector of it, there's different factions, the Likudnik, Benjamin Netanyahu arm are the ones putting out the birther information. And I actually do see a few indicators of that from a few of the usual suspects. So I want the truth. And so I've learned to really respect the insight and information Wayne brings out. So he'll be joining us in the last hour today. And I'm not taking sides on this. I don't believe a word Obama says. I didn't believe a word Bush said. But we do have to look at all the different angles. So we'll grill him on that and a bunch of other issues coming up. In fact, how long do we have him booked for? 45 minutes. That's perfect. I want to make sure we have plenty of time with him. Maybe we should call him and go ahead and get a full hour and see if he can be at a landline, because Wayne's a great guy. He has a tendency to do the interviews from subway trains and things. So that is coming up. And we have a surprise guest that rescheduled last week and then was set for Monday and rescheduled again today. Now, in my experience, when somebody's rescheduling, they'll just cancel if they're going to cancel. And my experience is that one of these big wigs, they're just very busy. But I'm not holding my breath. It is a very big interview. I will leave it at that. And I want the crew to continue, even if they reschedule today. I want to, it's like you get a fish up to the boat 4 or 5 times. I want to finally get it in the boat. And we'll see if it happens today. You know, I have a goal, and that is to take a lot of phone calls and to break my compulsion to do hour-long, 2-hour-long, 3-hour-long, 4-hour-long rants, diatribes. I have another goal, and that is to actually cover the stacks of news in front of me every day. I mean, I do a decent job sometimes, but most of the time I don't, and so it's going to be an exercise in self-control. I am going to give 20-second answers, no matter how complex or how important your question or comment is, and I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. The problem is the first caller will call in with some huge breaking eyewitness news that will turn out to be absolutely accurate and massively important. But and we'll still do that some days a week where we do nothing but guest or a couple guests and then take just a few calls. And we'll still do some shows where I do nothing but take calls and then rant. But I do want to cover the news today and take your phone calls, and so I'm going to do that. So that probably means I'll just read the headlines and give a brief comment on a story and then take calls, because there's no way to get everybody on air and then cover all the news if I don't do that. So 1-800-259-9231, whatever issue you want to bring up, whatever news story, a question, a comment, you disagree with me, you agree with me. These town hall meetings, the flu situation coming up with the forced inoculations, and as they're now openly announcing in the news, and a bunch of other, well, I'm going to run down some of the headlines when we get back briefly, and then we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to take your phone calls for at least the next hour and a half. 1-800-259-9231. I love the different angles and directions you, the listeners, take us in. So stand by. Straight ahead.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Yeah, Wayne Madsen joining us. A lot of important breaking information coming up in the fourth hour today. Are the birther movement financed by the right-wing Likudnik movement to put pressure on Obama from Israel? That is what he is saying, and I've learned to really respect Madsen and seen a lot of what he covers ends up to be true. So I believe that he believes he's been given this information, and he is up reporting on Capitol Hill, talking to a lot of high-powered sources. So we'll explore that coming up in the last hour today. We have a surprise guest coming up in 2.5 hours. And I'm going to try to be as calm as I can today to cover as much news as possible and to take as many as your phone calls as possible. As soon as you hear me disconnect a caller, it is your chance to call in, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I'm going to try to just read the headlines without giving any background information. Then I'm going to go to your calls. Then, starting next hour, I will start going through the top stories and fleshing them out. New jobless claims rise unexpectedly to 558,000 in the last month. retail sales unexpectedly dip. New Jersey teacher to pay $22,000 fine for four-minute conversation during class. Obama posters on government property allowed. Anti-Obama posters called vandalism. Obama has called publicly for his people to put the picture of him saying change and hope on stop signs. But if you put them on your own property, people demand they be taken down. If it's anti-Obama, that's the new freedom. Exercising First Amendment now, vandalism as corporate media attacks Obama poster contest, and the people are calling for a hate crimes investigation. Florida police say it is not a hate crime, and that's the First Amendment as long as it's hung up in a commons area. But if they pass the hate crimes bill completely, it's passed the House and Senate, it's now in conference, and they pass the cyberbullying, it says if someone says their feelings are hurt, you are arrested. Here's the big one. We've had this congressman on before, Paul Brown. We're trying to line him up right now. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. And this article from PrisonPlanet.com, from his quotes at a town hall meeting and interviews with newspapers, is basically identical to my analysis. And the word is they may use this in the fall or in the winter as a martial law cover story. If we get the word out, we may be able to stop them doing this. But this is really going on. This is really happening. That's coming up. Planned for guard troops on border stalls over money. So we can have troops in 140-plus countries, but we can't have them on the border. That's AP. State takes extra steps to battle flu in fall, deputizing dentist, paramedics, pharmacist to force vaccines on the public. This out of the Boston Globe. Battle erupts over plan for HIV vaccine test. County health officials turned down proposal last week. They can't find any country in the world to do this. So, of course, they go to the crime syndicate, Chicago, and even those poor people say no. I'm not bashing Chicagoans. There's a lot of great people. I have family lives up there. They're wonderful, hardworking people. They just have had the mafia running them for 100 years. And the last place, I mean, they finally try it. And even our enslaved people say no. Thank God they're getting their soul back. They're fighting spirit back. We're going to go over more of Obama's health plan. That's just some of the news I have, okay? And that dovetails with cancer viruses from dead babies in the vaccine. Yes, it's true. I'm going to go over mainstream news. Ladies and gentlemen, cancer 100 years ago was very rare and almost unknown. By the 50s, 1 in 33 died of it. It's now 1 in 2. It was 1 in 3, now it's 1 in 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this is eugenics. That's all I'm going to say. We're now going to go to your phone calls. There's some of the news coming up. Tessa in Texas, first caller. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I don't know if you've heard anything on the news about the video that's been circulating on YouTube about Sheila Jackson Lee on her cell phone at a town hall meeting. But I'm the one that shot that video. And
oh,
it's
wow.
It's pretty much gone viral. It was on Greta Van Susteren last night. It was on Sean Hannity last night. And it was on Fox and Friends today. And basically what happened is my friend Eddie and I went to her town hall meeting. And I started to film the footage. I do independent journalism down here in Houston. And I happened to catch her on her cell phone while my friend Tracy Miller, who's one of the Tea Party rant winners down here, was asking a question. She's a cancer survivor and was just saying, hey, you know, I have the option to choose my health care provider, and I beat this because I had that choice. You know, how does the Obama health care plan to help people like me in the future? And right when she did that, Sheila Jackson Lee answered a cell phone call. Literally was talking on her cell phone while Tracy Miller is sitting there telling her story about how she survived cancer and was able to choose her health care provider and was completely denied, was completely ignored. It was horrible.
I would like to have you and the cancer survivor on as a 15, 20-minute guest coming up sometime, maybe tomorrow or on Sunday. That's very, very interesting. And I have seen that made national news. Just a quick question, and that is the media getting the full story that it was a cancer survivor that she was ignoring and that it was during a question, or are they just getting the fact that she was taking a phone call during questions?
They did actually have Tracy on Greta Van Susteren. She was on Fox and Friends this morning, and they are covering that she is a cancer survivor and also that Sheila Jackson Lee took the call while she was telling her story. And, I mean, I'm the one that shot the footage. I was right there. I couldn't even believe it. And, I mean, you can go to the Drudge Report. Now, actually, the footage that's on the Drudge Report was put up by someone called Christie's Clips 82. That's not me. I'm Trinity, Texas 77. That's my site. I'm the one that shot the footage, and I've got the full 9 minutes. I've got part one and part two.
Great. Where is that posted?
Oh, I'm sorry. On YouTube.
Great. So they go to Trinity 77?
Trinity, Texas 77.
Yeah, I think I've seen that handle. Okay. We're going to put you on hold and get your name and number. Thank you. That's very interesting. I just want to briefly point out that with the Lloyd Doggett footage and the Congressman Castle footage, when this all started with the birther issue, and with just case after case, it is our listeners that are out there taking action, and I'm just so proud of that. Just like Ron Paul said during the campaign, half his support was coming from this radio show. That's why we're being attacked by so much COINTELPRO lying about us and trying to discredit us, just like they did with Operation Chaos with the FBI back in the 60s and 70s with other activist groups. And then a lot of people join in on the bashing of me also just because they're eaten up with jealousy because we're successfully reaching so many people and they want to keep the Patriot Movement a small little club. And that's why they radicalize themselves and get into so much stuff so they can say that they're the holy ones that are exposing all the great truths. We are in an emergency situation. Our society is imploding and falling apart. We've all got to focus on not infighting and taking action and not letting the establishment radicalize us into violence and not letting the establishment get us into racism and not letting that goes for black groups as well. It's all meant to get us fighting with each other. We've got to come together against the New World Order. And see how great that call was with Tessa? I broke my reel, kept her on for about 3 minutes, but I really want to take a lot of your calls today. Francis in Vancouver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to drop you a quick message here about the what's happening with the Winter Olympics in 2010 that's coming here. And it's like a microcosm.
Can you refresh my memory? I printed off two articles on Monday, mainstream headlines with the government saying martial law in Canada, Chinese-style control, just like Beijing. And then I saw an article 2 weeks ago that next time England's having the Olympics, no free speech is allowed and no signs. And then another country that's having the Olympics, as they announce out in the future, no signs even in your own home, political or otherwise. In fact, I need to print those articles because it's so amazing. And I'm only interrupting because I want people to understand that they're openly announcing no more free speech worldwide. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. They're going to bring in like the London-style closed-circuit TV system, so, you know, state-of-the-art one, just like you mentioned in your film Terror Storm.
Yeah, face scan.
And they're going to have that all, and they're going to have checkpoints all over town, our constitutional rights, against unreasonable searches.
Yeah, they're declaring. I mean, do you happen to have those headlines? Because I forget which papers they were in, but it was like, for your safety, martial law in Canada. For your safety, martial law in this country. And notice it's like the World Health Organization. We're under level 6. The UN's running all the nation's response to the flu. This is international, too. They come in and tell you what to do. And the country, in exchange for having the stupid Olympics that Hitler literally brought back, he drew the rings. All of it. It's just a eugenics celebration. Stay there. I interrupted you, Francis. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the other side. Then Ryan in Kentucky, Mike in Pennsylvania, Abe in Ohio. But yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. It's just crazy.
Did you know? know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. You better enjoy your life. You better grab a hold of it and taste it, as it goes.
All those drifter's days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Francis, I went into a mini rant there. That's the kind of stuff that gets in the stack that I never even cover. I mean, and then people are telling me, oh, it's not as bad as you say. We have all these congressmen saying they're getting ready for martial law. This is real. and they just train everybody that, oh, don't worry, you'll be safe. Martial law, no free speech, no criticism anywhere in the city. Go ahead, Francis.
Well, they're going to have checkpoints and no civil rights to, like, privacy in your car, and it'll take 3 hours to do a 10-hour drive, 10-minute drive across town.
But see, that's a precedent-setting case. It's all fraud.
Yep.
It's all lies.
Yep.
They just do it. And see, that, I mean, that's like airports where they train you how to be a slave. Meanwhile, it's the government staging most of the terror attacks.
The thing is, it's a kleptocracy at full, in full, you know, blast here. Because originally it was budgeted to be $500 million Olympics. Now it's ballooned to over $10 billion. And the only excuse they made early on when it hit $5 billion was, oh, the price of construction materials has gone up because of the Chinese boom. But
no, everything
the price
is theft.
Of things hasn't gone up 22,000%. They're no. lying. And the corporate media here is not even investigating or reporting. Everybody's accepting, just saying, oh, yeah, it's a $10 billion-plus Olympics. That's okay. It's going to be a great two-week party, and they're going to bankrupt D.C., and that's where they're going to have to sell off water rights and hydroelectric rights.
Exactly.
The whole D.C.'s going to get looted by these kleptocrats. I figure there's 200-300 families in this province that are just ripping the place off.
That's right. They make money on the way up and money on the way down, and I appreciate your call. And that's what's so scary, folks. We've never seen thieving at this level. But they thieve to destroy the system so that it implodes into debt to them. You understand? They get the money, and then you owe them interest on the money you give them. I mean, just like we're going to pay interest on the $23.7 trillion that we gave to the banks, And they poison our water supply and laugh at us. Great point. Amazing point. It's all absolutely true. I've seen that all in the Canadian news, and they just don't care. They just love it. Let's talk to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. You're up there where for the last 8-9 years they have the Army running security and they beat up any citizens that get out of line and pull 45 sidearms out on people. Regular Army, that's all part of training the slaves here, not just in Canada.
Right. I actually have something coming from New York. I work for a major cell phone carrier in the area or in the state. And I had a lady call in who worked for the New York City Public Health Department, and she's an emergency responder. They had a meeting a couple weeks ago that actually scared her, and she was telling me if there's an emergency in my area or if I'm in New York, to take my identification papers with me and my family and go to the nearest school or hospital. So that validates everything you've said about vaccinations, about using schools for those.
No, no, they, sir, they've had the fire departments and police all train since the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act to lock down cities, to shoot anyone that leaves, and to make everyone go to local schools and sports stadiums to be forcibly injected. I mean, it's an absolute public fact. They're now gearing up to do it. Now, if they don't, now, again, they try each time, and then we say no. And I don't think it's going to work this time. But they may release enough of something to actually kill a bunch of people to scare the sheep into running to do it. And then, you know, they'll die 5-10 years later of different brain degenerative disorders, cancer, viruses. I mean, it's just hell on earth, sir. You can't make it up.
And it seems like it's pretty imminent because she seemed pretty scared enough that because of what she called in for, she needed it fixed right away because she could be act like she could be called at any moment. Like it was that imminent of a threat.
Yeah, no, they only do that to train them. I mean, look, Jim Jones made his followers do Kool-Aid drills every day. And it's meant to make it scary that, you know, we're all going to kill ourselves with Kool-Aid, and they never knew. But after they did it hundreds and hundreds of times, when they finally drank the Kool-Aid, they weren't worried about it. You understand how this works?
Exactly. I follow it. I read the news every day. I'm on top of things. That's why she talked to the one person in the call center that knew exactly what was going on. So that's why I thought I'd bring it to your attention. And one last thing, August 20th, Rand Paul money bomb.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I keep getting emails and things going, where's the news about cancer viruses? I mean, all you've got to do is go to startpage.com or Google or any of the big search engines. And all you've got to do is go to them and put in cancer viruses vaccines and you'll get hundreds of thousands of government documents and mainstream news. I mean, I've seen probably 10 or 15 this week.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency.
Monday through Friday, we're here live.
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central.
And protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
There's a gun and ammunition. Just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. The globalists need a smoke screen to bring in their tyranny. They're social engineers. They're farmers. They see us as subhuman, lower than cattle. They grow us like wheat. And they come with a sickle. Even worse than that, they see us as a commodity with negative value. Wheat or corn has a value. They see us not as cheap, but as actually like a cockroach, a pest. And that's who the elite are. It's what they are. They are not the elite. I want all of you to pause that we are now not at the precipice, not at the edge. We have entered the beginning of a long battle for the war inside the New World Order. The global government is already operating. The United Nations is nothing but a vessel, a template front for the corporate structure. We are now living in a planetary government under an illegitimate, criminal, anti-human, parasitic, wicked world government. It has arrived. And the crackdowns on free speech, the crackdowns on families, freedoms, the shutdown of industry to drive you into submission, to bankrupt you, to make you dependent on them, has begun. And the true battles for liberty and the great test of the human spirit is now beginning. And it's a good thing, because only through adversity is our mettle tested. Us come back to reality and back to life and love and liberty and freedom, and to get on our knees and humble ourselves before the creator of the universe. It is that simple. All right, let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I have a question about the vaccine story that you read earlier. Do you think that they're doing the training the first responders and stuff to put a friendlier face on it?
Of course.
Opposed to
of course.
Military clamping down and, you know. And do you think that they'll, that's just a test to see? Because I think the Fox story was in Massachusetts.
Well, and, the whole world is a stage and each of us players upon it, to paraphrase William Shakespeare. So the establishment is creating economic implosion, political strife, injecting the word race. If you don't give in to big government, you use the word socialist, you're a racist. So that's to create racism, create division, make it a racial issue. I mean, this is the racist. This is the racism. This is the tribalism. This is the divide and conquer. And then they could start riots. They could, I mean, if the media wanted to hype up a cop tasering or a cop beating any minute, they could tell people it's okay to riot, give those social signals, it would happen. They would then come in and crack down and have the public beg for it as Los Angeles or Detroit or Houston or New York burns. Or they can hype up a few thousand regular flu deaths, which they're already doing in the other hemisphere right now. All the major epidemiologists and virologists and doctors we talk to, except for Nyman, one of them, but the vast majority say it's total hype, total baloney, genetically engineered, deadly, you know, that the flu isn't deadly, but the shots are deadly, and that it's all a big pharma takeover. I mean, that's mainstream news. And so, yes, they're going to have the local nurse, the local cop, backed up by the National Guard and the Army swinging around the heavy 50s. And this is what they've been training for decades, quietly, and they have NORTHCOM in place. So, yes.
All right. Well, answered my question pretty well. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Mike. But it doesn't mean they're going to get away with it this time. They cry wolf on purpose. They put their assets in place. They come in. They scare people. And it multifaceted engages in a psyop at a multifaceted level, multi-layered level. It conditions the police and the military and the local constabulary to go under federal and international control under level 6 World Health Organization, UN rules. That way, when the real event happens down the road, this may be it, we don't know, then they'll go along with it because they've been drilled to do it. And the public's been drilled, the public's been conditioned, the public's been scared into submission to go along with this. And then at the same time, whenever we get up and resist it and say, no, don't take the shots, you don't have to take the shots, it's grown on dead fetal tissue, it's got cancer viruses in it, and then the pandemic doesn't come, even though they've announced a level 6 4 months ago, then when it doesn't materialize, we get the blame, and the media doubles back and says, we never said there would be an emergency. We never said there'd be martial law. This crazy man, Alex Jones, says it. They actually put that in the news. When all I'm doing is reading to you from the newspapers as they're saying it, going, this is how the PSYOP works. So see, there's, because the public is mesmerized or in a trance, literally, the brainwave patterns show that in major studies, we've gone over them. The public from watching so much TV is in a lower state of consciousness. And I don't mean that in some new age term. I mean actual brainwaves. They're asleep. People say their eyes are glazed over. They are. They're in a trance. That's why when you do something out of the ordinary or do something that they're not accustomed to seeing, you'll see them become shocked. I mean, when I dressed up in a Joker outfit last week to promote this contest and got out of my car to a group of three police cars with four policemen, they looked stunned and scared and freaked out because they were in a form of mind control under the television and the culture, never expecting to see something like that except on television. But their subconscious mind saw it as real because of watching these different films. Then when they saw me step out of the car out of nowhere, it really freaked them out. And see, for a minute, they were no longer in a trance. And that's what I did it for, was to break people out of their trance. I'm learning more and more about how the enemy operates, but I'm using their own systems to try to unlock people, not to believe in what I believe. If you notice, I just show you how they operate and how their tricks work, so you can see it for yourself, and then that's prima facie, absolute firsthand evidence for you. When you find out they're lying, when you find out they're trying to hypnotize you, when you find out the flicker rate on the TV in government patents is designed to do it, when you find out the info babe talking in a certain cadence is designed to do this, they are trained to do this. We are all in this together under attack from the globalist. Abe in Ohio, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
All right, well, I was just calling because you've talked about the federalization at the local level. And our newly elected sheriff in our county here, I wanted to go in and have a talk with him because he's like not high-ranking military, but he was definitely like a lieutenant in the military.
Yeah, they're all former military, and I say all, almost all, former military, former FBI, former DEA. They've quietly taken everything over. Then they get to control the local drug routes, bust who doesn't pay the cut, support those that do pay the cut. They get to shake down the citizens. It is a business. These men are farmers. They are growing us. They are milking us. Go ahead.
Well, I went in and talked to him. I'm just like, I don't want to name his name, but I'm just like, so under martial law, like if it does happen, because, I mean, President Bush signed an executive order under any national emergency, martial law, and it still stands to stay under Obama, what are you going to do if the president has a blacklist or, an execution list or a detainee list? And he just kind of laughed at me like I was kind of crazy. And he's just like, well, if you're asking me if martial law is induced, by all means, I'm going along with the president's orders. So I just kind of
But see, that's doublethink. He's laughing at you, even though he knows guaranteed all about this. See, I mean, they'll laugh. The Nazis would laugh as they sat there shooting people in the back of the head. They would laugh at him begging. It's all real funny how they've stolen everything and gang-raped the Republic.
He's also got 5 or 6 new cruisers. He got a brand-new cruiser for himself. Like, he hired something like 10 new county sheriffs, or not county deputies. It's getting pretty nuts.
Yeah, Homeland Security funded all that.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. It's
crazy.
Which
is bank rape security. This is so the banks can just absolutely gut us, break our back. They're killing America. And these guys line up. They all got American flags on their walls. They enjoy the club. They enjoy the coke and heroin money. Again, they have to make the drugs illegal so they can control the black market and make the profit. It is elementary. Tell everybody, the young people, do not use drugs. You want to defeat the New World Order? Don't use any of it. Legal, illegal, prescription, cigarettes, none of it. None of it. Do not use their product. And don't put your kids in their government camps where they push the drugs on them. Don't use any of it. You want to stop them? Don't use any of it. It's not cool. It's how they enslave you. Go ahead.
Well, that's also the reason why they are saying for the, like, pickup and cops, the number of cops and new cruisers, because there's been a huge flux of heroin in our area.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, the BBC admits, but then says, but it's, they, you know, the British and U.S. forces have to guard the poppies. And yes, it's up more than 12-fold. Now it was 8-fold. Now it's 12-fold what it was. Record opium being turned into heroin, flooding the world. But they have to guard it because they said if they don't guard it, the Taliban will come in and take over and sell it. So the government has to guard it and let the farmers sell it, or the Taliban will, because that's how they get the people on their side. Folks, the Taliban works for the New World Order. I appreciate your call. It's just so sick. It's so sick. Young people, I know Hollywood and Pulp Fiction and all these movies, they make drugs cool, then you use it and there's money involved and it's radical and it's avant-garde and it's taboo, and you know, you're at the party and the older kids invite you in to snort the cocaine. Do not use it. You are crushing the enemy when you don't use their filth. Don't use these fat-bellied cops drugs. You understand me? Don't use these fat-bellied CIA murdering bastards drugs. You understand me? Because it isn't enough for these murderers now. Now all the DynCorp and the Halliburtons, and it's in federal filings. The FBI's now going after XE Blackwater for taking the little girls, and they're flying them around in the world. See what you government people done? You go ahead and you accept shipping the drugs in, which you set up the CIA out of Yale to do, because it's admitted Skull and Bones was founded with the opium money in 1834. That's how they run this whole thing. The British East India Company had a monopoly on that. They lost their monopoly in the 20s, so they made it illegal so they could have the monopoly again. That's right. The opium importers had a monopoly in the U.S., and they lost it by the 20s because of transportation and expanded shipping lines. So they just made it illegal so that only they could ship it in and make even more profits. It's elementary, my dear Watson. And Skull and Bones at Yale was founded off the opium money. That's mainline ABC News. Throwing it in your face. Do not use any of it. Don't use any of their drugs. None of them! Don't take their filthy Prozac. Don't take their filthy Ritalin. Don't take their filthy vaccines. Don't snort their filthy cocaine. Don't inject their filthy heroin. Don't take any of it. And I know George Washington grew marijuana and smoked it and for stomach aches and sold it to the local apothecaries. That's the local drugstores. But it doesn't matter. That stuff is clearly abused and overused by people. There's zombies walking around, and 87% of drug users only use that, so they use it to get you in their system. Don't use it either. Break their back. Break their back. Don't use any of their trash. Quit drinking their alcohol, all of it. You want to go to the hill country or wherever you live and buy some local wine or something and support local people, that's different. Don't use their big corporate brands. None of it! Never, 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 never. I'm talking to the 12 and 13-year-olds listening. You're going to end up being the cool person in your school when you say, I'm not going to use that government product. They ship that in. Oh, you filth. Let's go ahead and talk to KJ in Florida.
Alex, great show. Thank you very much. I also could add a point to your last point there. A neighbor of mine was on alcohol and drugs that got so much into his brain he just killed himself, you know. So there's an example there for the kids. I wanted to bring up some good news to add to what you and Steve Quayle were talking about yesterday. If enough people get down and repent, you know, great things can happen. I can give you some examples. You probably know the story about Lepanto, that big naval upset, the Christians over the Turks.
Yes.
Back in 1571. The Pope, actually, at the time, he asked people to say the rosary. They had a rosary crusade going back then. There's actually one going on right now. A certain order in the church is asking people to get down on their knees and say the rosary. Have you seen the picture in Hiroshima where there was one building survived? It was about 8 blocks from ground zero. And there was 4 priests in there, completely unscathed, no radiation burns, nothing. Have you seen that picture?
Yes, with the church cross on top.
Survived, no, they've been examined by like 250 scientists, and the scientists couldn't come up with an answer, you know, and these guys, the priest said, hey, we just said the rosary every day, we followed the message of Fatima, the Blessed Mother asked us to do, so that's all I wanted to tell you about today, so.
All right, I appreciate your call, KJ, good to hear from you. Thomas, Blake, Michael, Thomas, and others, your calls are coming up, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, we're doing pretty good, but now, I'm really going to start blitzing your calls. 1 minute apiece. When we come back, so you can get your points out. That's how we get this real variety, spin the wheel. All these different ideas, topics, angles coming up. Never know what you'll hear next, and it's all thought-provoking, and that's the key. Breaking your conditioning, getting outside the box. Stay with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Cells to rub together, and you've studied history and you've studied NORTHCOM and what they've been setting up. We're already under world government control. The UN and private corporations have fully bankrupted the country by design. They're just bankrupting us even more now, putting the paramilitary police around us, and they are going to treat us something fierce. They are going to give us some really cruel treatment. And I got news for the local constabulary. We're sick of your drug dealing. We're sick of all your corruption. It's over. It's over. And all I hope for is that no matter what happens to me in this, that the scum is brought to justice. I can't believe how far this country's fallen. But we got a bunch of sleep at the switch public who's sucking their thumbs and not aware of what's going on in the world. All right, I'm going back to Blake, Michael, Nicholas, John, Doug, and others. Here in just a moment, I do just want to add to listeners that we do have in the black T-shirts, the white T-shirts, with fascist, Infowars.com, and New World Order under the Obama Joker face. They are in, they are shipping out, and the establishment says it's evil and bad to lampoon him in any way, and that it's wrong. Well, just on the face of that, we're all forced to wear these shirts now just as a protest. And I'm going to be wearing mine when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 hour and 4 minutes. The last 2 hours today. So order your Obama fascist Joker shirts, Infowars.com shirts. They have End the Fed on the back, Wake Up Before It's Too Late on the back, Stop the Criminal. 8 different variants of black and white T-shirts that have the Joker, the iconic Joker image. And I did want to take some time out, too, to thank everybody and for the, I haven't counted, it's probably 60, 70, 80, I don't know, page after page at contest@infowars.com. All the different videos we've been sent. And then I found other contest videos that haven't been sent to us yet. So I don't know if folks have just heard about the contest but haven't seen the email. Seems like there's folks out there doing the contest who haven't really read the contest because they're not doing it exactly right. Or, I don't know, I get blamed for now the original socialist signs that are all over L.A. We did not start this campaign. We never claimed we started this campaign. Good job to whoever did. But there's people hanging up Obama as Hitler. That's actually Lyndon LaRouge doing that. They put a Hitler mustache on him. That's his First Amendment right. I think it's pretty accurate in a lot of respects. But I'm getting blamed for that now. Look, let's go ahead and put one out. In fact, let's go ahead and put one out of him as Hitler. Because if I'm going to get the blame, I might as well. I mean, okay, you say I did it. Okay, let's put a Hitler. In fact, let's put a Obama Hitler T-shirt out. Because I have a right as a U.S. citizen to expose this guy. I exposed George Bush, and I did put images of him as Hitler out because he was Hitlerian, and I'm going to put an Obama Hitler out. You don't like the Obama Joker? You're going to blame me for the Obama Hitler? That's it. I'm putting an Obama Hitler flyer out. You want something really offensive? You can't handle him as a joker, as a criminal? How about as Hitler? He did expand the funding and unfreeze the funding to kill black babies in Africa with forced abortion and in China. That's a fact. He does have a White House science czar that says kill the majority of the public. Does say poison the water. So good. I didn't put the Hitler Obama poster out, but I am now. You think it gets to me criticizing me and threatening me? That only makes me get up earlier in the morning. That only puts a spring in my step because I'm a fighter and the American people are fighters and we're awake now. Yeah!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Prominent member of Congress says it looks like Obama's going to use the flu as a pretext for a martial law takeover. They want to do AIDS virus vaccine test in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, even African countries on the payroll have said no. China has said no. No one, I've been watching this last 5 years or so, will do any of these vaccine trials that Bill Gates wants with the AIDS vaccine, which is in other little smaller trials has caused a lot of death. Just like Gardasil. Guess what? They're trying to force kids and people in Chicago to do it. Because we are seen as the morons of the earth in this country. The cattle that'll put up with anything. Look, I'm not like a tomato on a vine for the government to come by and pull it off and start eating me. I'm done. You understand? I'm done with all your baloney. I don't care if government people are drinking your own Kool-Aid and believe that, you know, you're not out of control. You're out of control, people! And you fools in government that see me as the enemy, they're putting sodium fluoride in your water, Jack. They're putting stuff in your vaccines too, Bubba. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Blake in Texas, you're on the air. I'm trying not to get mad. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to be with you. I'm taking summer school at the university in Beaumont, Texas. Tuesday of last week, I was outside waiting for my geology class to start, and out walks the Texas National Guard in full regimen. And I go inside, and I'm kind of curious about it. And I ask my teacher, what's going on with the military here at the school? She said, oh, they're running the latest GPS tracking drills here at the campus. They're just running drills. Well, I go outside of class after class is over. The whole entire military that they have there on campus is just marking everything, cars, light poles, everything in sight. Yesterday, I go back to my class, and I said, what exactly are they training for? And one of my professors that was actually helping train the soldiers in their drill said, well, it's for disaster preparedness.
Yeah, no, they're marking our homes. They're marking the universities is where they're going to hold people. People keep asking where the camps are. It's declassified. It's sports stadiums and anything with a barbed wire fence around it in top-off, and now they're called NLE. Before they were called top-off exercises. Now they're called NLEs, national-level exercises. They admit they're training to lock down cities, set up machine gun points, and forcibly shoot us up. Okay? This is not me saying this. It's really happening. But again, they use that military tactic of denying when they're openly training foreign troops. FEMA has announced they're openly setting all this up. They openly are having gun confiscation drills in the newspaper. And then when we say we don't want it, they suddenly say we're crazy and it doesn't exist. So did your professor working with them understand how serious this was?
Apparently not. She seemed to, you know, just think it was, you know, just, you know, a part of everyday life. The last day of school was today, and they were still running drills up there today.
Why don't you go shoot video and go up and say, where is the training for the flu pandemic? That's how you trick them. And they'll say, that'll be Colonel Johnson or whatever his name is. That'll be Captain Thompson. Yes, we are. And say, well, what about the holding area? Where are you going to have the main, I haven't seen you doing the checkpoint drill. And he'll go, well, that was Tuesday. Did you miss that? That's how you use police tactics to get them to admit they're evil. You understand?
Well, yeah, I do. And another funny thing, when this happened last week, before I realized what was going on, all these soldiers were huddling up around their commander getting ready to do this drill. And I was standing right there just going into class. And he was saying, you know, don't engage the students. They shouldn't be hostile. I don't think in a way of violence or anything. But, you know, he was, you know, conditioning them to, you know, think that we were going to be hostile toward them in some way.
Of course. No, I mean, look. I've been to the drills where they put the American citizen down on their knees, stick the gun to the back of their head, and blow their head off in the drill. They train to kill the American people, period. Stay there. I want to hear more about this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, Congressman says Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. That's exactly what we've been breaking down. And we said the final piece of the puzzle would be if they announced that militias are about to carry out terror attacks and reintroduced all the 1990s propaganda. And I've been saying that for months, and now they've made the announcement and have had the Southern Poverty Law Center out there putting out their propaganda attacking me and others. So it's now beginning. And the only way they can really make the general public the enemy and have the general public still accept that and make themselves the enemy in the name of safety is to use a pandemic to do it. But I think they're going to overlay it with some staged terror. That's why they've been drilling the National Guard and regular army, mainstream news. The latest article was in Missouri, where they practice setting up checkpoints and then, quote, the militias come and attack the checkpoints. And the checkpoints are for flu. Now, this doesn't mean they're going to do this, though. I don't see them being able to get away with it. Steve Quayle says this is it. And I hope he's wrong. And maybe we will go under the waves. Maybe we'll submit like they did to Hitler, or the Russians did to Lenin and Stalin, or to Mao in China, and that may be it. And it'll be black uniforms and this hunting us down one by one and raping our wives and killing our kids. And this is what governments do normally. And this is the crew. I mean, they mean business. They mean business 110% with their illegal alien and their criminals and their felons and their foreign troops they've hired. Mainstream news for years, giant contingents of foreign troops, not foreign military units, though they have those. It's just our military's foreigners now. Now, I want to go back to the caller, Blake, and we're going to go to Michael, Nicholas, John, Doug, Tim, and others. Before I do that, though, I do want to pause and thank some of the sponsors that are making this show possible. New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and a preventative against infectious germs and diseases. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is non-toxic. Visit their new link on Infowars.com and see the studies for yourself. You've heard the medical doctors here say it's good for bacteria and viruses. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It is essential for your emergency and preparedness needs and is a great way to protect your family and friends. You can't put a price tag on your family's health, and it's also very inexpensive. It's Supernatural Silver. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Visit them today to see this new technology. It's a new, even more nano size. The smaller the silver, the better, and this is just absolutely microscopic. Go and watch the testimonials, and you'll see what I have seen. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today or click on the link on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to make sure you have the first line of defense, SupernaturalSilver.com. Also, we all need to be self-sufficient. I mean, I do have firearms for defense. I do have silver and gold, and I do have storable foods and a lot of them. And I do have little propane tanks and cook stoves, and I've even got a couple little chemical toilets in case I need them. You know, things like that, folks, because if they do release some deadly flu, and it is killing a bunch of people, it's probably just going to be a regular no big deal flu, but if they shut down the U.S. for two deaths, imagine what they'll do for 2,000. During the hysteria or whatever's happening, I'm going to lock down my house and just stay there. I was having debates with my wife last night about whether I'll just come live at the office if there is some pandemic so I can work and operate from here and she can stay home and make sure the kids don't get it and die. But again, we don't know whether it's going to be real or whether they're going to launch this. We just know these people are terrorists, financial terrorists, medical terrorists. We know they're taking over. I mean, the Army admits they take their own troops and put them in chambers and nerve gas them to death. Project Shad. I mean, this is admitted. I'm sorry reality's so crazy. I mean, I'm just here telling it like it is. And the truth of it is just because I'm a wild man. I mean, most people, I don't understand why, cower to all of this or lie to themselves. I mean, I'm just somebody who has got enough hillbilly left in me that when I see a bunch of criminals taking over and circling around me and my family, I get my hackles up. The analogy is I'm like a dog, folks, and we all need to be like this. A dog, if it sees a creepy person walking around behind the house, starts barking. And, I mean, we got creepy, sick liars running everything that think we're their slaves. And I just, can we just get some backbone that a dog has? Can we have the smarts of a dog? Anyways, I'm going to shut up. The point is, eFoodsDirect.com, you need to get storable foods today. This is the high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid place to get it, where you get your food quick, and the food was recently packaged in the last month. They got their own big factory, high-quality. It's where I got my food. I said, this is high-quality. This other stuff I bought is junk. That's why I called them up and said, please be a sponsor. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I'm done. Going back, finish up, Blake. I need somebody, tell them the university. I know this is in the news going on everywhere, but we all get conditioned to these National Guard, State Guard, regular feds, Alabama Defense Forces, setting up random checkpoints, even searching three-year-olds, training everybody to be a slave. It's all part of acclimation. But specifically, you said they were getting people ready for, you know, the students to cause a problem. So this is what they're drilling them for. Can somebody go shoot some video and get it up on YouTube? Tell us the school. Tell us where it's going on.
At Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas. Ironically, that's the same place where at the Texas Academy of Sciences, Dr. Pianca gave his brilliant speech. Also, this is supposedly some of the newest GPS, state-of-the-art tracking devices. Apparently, they can track, you know, if they mark something, even if it moves, they can still track it. Like I said, the geologists are helping these guys do this. I guess some of their technology for marking like fossils and different rock layers and things like that. And she also said, in addition to it being, you know, for disaster preparedness, it was also for rescue efforts. So when the, you know, when a disaster happens, they can find people easily to rescue them.
Tell me more.
That's basically the gist of it. This happened last Tuesday. I was standing out smoking a cigarette, getting ready for class, and out walks the National Guard in full military gear. They had orange vests, and then they were just going out and marking everything in sight with these GPS tracking devices. They were working in groups of two. They would go out for about an hour or two and then come back into the classrooms and analyze what they had. Like I said, the reason I really know that is because one of my teachers was running, the drill, and, you know, that's what's going on. You know, she said it's for disaster preparedness this fall, and it's for rescue efforts, and I overheard the military commander saying the students shouldn't be hostile, don't engage them, and it was just really weird. You know, I was just going to class to learn about dinosaur bones or something, and this happened, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, somebody needs to take a video camera out there and shoot some video of this. They now sell a lot of videos that are designed to upload to the web that are high quality and cost like $150, and or even it's low quality for $45-$50. Get one, get it out, and this is going on all over the country, just like they have the National Guard out and the regular Army and Marines running checkpoints for drunk drivers. And then people say, why is the Army here? Or why are the Marines here? And they go, you're not for drunks, are you? They kill children. This is word for word state police in California. And see, oh, it's for disaster. And see, they'll even have the troops out fighting forest fires and things like that. Reasonable stuff. But it sets the precedent. I appreciate your call, Blake. Well, let's talk to Michael in Illinois. You know what? I bet it's even in the local paper. You can check Lamar University, Beaumont, Southeast Texas, Hartman. If you Google Lamar University, Beaumont, Texas, State Guard drills, I bet it'll come up. Thank you so much, Blake. Michael, go ahead from Illinois.
Hey, Alex. I watched a video recently, and it showed German troops actually doing search and seizures in America. And I was really worried about this because they have video on it. It used to be on YouTube. It was taken off, and it actually showed a person saying this is what's going to happen, and they were also stationing up at concentration camps in America. Lately, I have a lot of family that lives in New York.
Yeah, no, that's my video. That's probably my video you're talking about. They're constantly pulling it down. It's Google Police State 2000, and it's everywhere. People put it up as fast as they pull it down.
Yeah, and I have a lot of family in New York, and so I went to visit New York, and I came upon a concentration camp, and I've never seen one before, and I saw one on a highway. It was sort of like deserted, but the fences were huge, and it was just incredible of what they're
doing. Well, shoot some video of it.
Nobody knows.
Shoot some video of it.
I'll try.
Thank you, Michael. Good to hear from you. Let's now go to Nicholas in Florida. Nicholas, go ahead.
Hello there, Alex.
Hello, welcome.
Hi there, this is Nick. I operate the Thought Placebo channel on YouTube, and I'm a new member of We Are Change Florida.
Great, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess this was the day to call. So much has just struck home with me. I'm a big proponent of survival, and I'm very anti-New World Order. As a survivor, I have also survived a form of modern eugenics known as forced psychotropic drugging.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got 20% of the public on it, and they want to get 50% in their New Freedom Initiative. That's what it's all about. Tell you what, stay there. I'll give you another minute on the other side, then I'm going to move the next person. So, folks, have your questions, your comments ready. Finish up with Nicholas, then John, Doug, Tim, and others. Dana, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites. We the people have the power. So if we speak out, this program's going to fail.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War.
My friends, the greatest fortunes are made by taking over governments. That's why John D. Rockefeller the First said competition is a sin. These are monopoly men. They want control of societies. Period. They want you under their control. They want you on drugs, in prison, with a psychiatric designation, in debt. They want you dependent. And so Madison Avenue makes you feel inadequate. They tell you to go into debt. They tell you drugs are cool. They sell you death. Wake up. Awaken. All right, Nicholas, go ahead in 1 minute. Okay, so they force you to take psychotropic drugs.
Right, right. Basically, I ended up having to trick my captors to become free of the psychotropic drugging after 8 months of being forced drugged.
What did you act like you were submitting and you liked it?
Well, the thing is, they had me on forced Haldol injections. And so that was every month being forced to be injected with an unknown substance. Really, it could have been anything, as far as I know. And so what I ended up doing was saying, you know, I'd like to have my physician do that because he lives closer. And so I basically forbade them to share information back and forth and, in essence, got free from the drugging and have lived a very simple and fulfilling life.
Good. You defeat them when you do that. God bless you, Nicholas. You defeat them when you live well. The French say the best revenge is living well. I agree with them. But I'll change that and say you defeat the scum, control freak, parasites. That's why you've got to be straight and strong and focused. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying we all got to try to really be straight and strong and just keep our nose clean and reach out and expose these people and reach out to good people and warn them, because we can beat these bastards together, folks. John in Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good show. I wanted to call when I heard the gentleman say that he had just come back from talking to his county sheriff. I found that interesting because, frankly, that's where I was this morning. And I started going into the internment camp enlistments that I got off the website there for NationalGuard.com.
Yeah, it's the Army officially says for internment camps in America, re-education of the American people, mainstream news, and what did he say? It didn't exist?
Oh, no, not at all. He looked at it. And all of a sudden, he started handing me stuff that his nephew, who was in the military, has been sending him about gun confiscation. So,
oh boy!
So all of a sudden, it's
well.
Let
me stop you. Let me stop you. I want to shut up, and I want to give you time to break down the whole story. But see, all the sheriffs and police chiefs aren't criminals. I'd say about half of them are. So the criminals are trying to have a full takeover right now so they can get away with what they're doing and expand it. So the good news is, just like I got the DHS report from a state police officer, just like I get the Homeland Security report from a federal marshal or FBI people, I'm not going to go into any more than that, or from the Army, I get secret documents that then expose and make national news that they're following in the fetters. You're telling me you went in and the sheriff was already concerned. Okay, can you say where it is, or are you not supposed to?
Let me just say in Southwest Virginia.
Okay, Southwest Virginia. I'm going to shut up. Start over. Tell us what happened.
Well, just went in and had my article, actually the printout from the National Guard website. The guy was very gracious, didn't have an appointment or anything. Said, come on back, what's on your mind? And I handed this to him, and I said, have you seen this before? And he looked at it, and he said, no, to be honest with you, I haven't. He said, I've heard about it, but I didn't know that these things existed, or certainly this is new information. And he said, well, he said, let me hand you something. So he hands me an article from his nephew, who is active duty Army, and it involves these folks having to register all of their privately owned firearms with the federal government.
Oh, yeah, that's confirmed. And every time the feds get caught, they go, oh, that was just a local general over Fort Bragg. He was wrong. But then it did come out. No, this is happening. They're making the VFW halls even basically register and turn in their old cannons. It's really happening.
Well, apparently his nephew is very up to speed on what's going on and is active duty, and is feeding him a lot of information. And he just said to me, I am a total, complete believer in the Second Amendment. I think everybody, unless you're a felon, should be able to own firearms. And I asked him, I said, well, let me ask you something.
Stay there. I want to hear. Yeah, you ask him what he was going to do if it happens. If we can get the police and military to just follow the Bill of Rights, the New World Order comes to a dead standstill.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
It's impossible to give each caller 1 minute. Lady calls in that shot the viral video of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee talking on the phone while a cancer survivor tries to ask her about ration care, which is in there. We've gone over the subsections. Other callers call in with troops doing FEMA camp takeover drills, GPS marking. Other callers talking to their sheriff that says, yeah, they'll put us in camps. Another sheriff says he won't take our guns. And like I said earlier, go ahead and just take a breath and look around you, because we've now entered the New World Order. And we've now entered the fight of our lives and a fight for our lives. And make no mistake, God is giving us all a chance to see this is real. With all these congressmen out saying, yeah, we're being told martial law is coming. I'm getting to that in a few minutes. With all this happening, there's no more time to live in denial, folks. We have psychological warfare experts that probe and test and are trying to see if they can sell us on this. And I just want to tell the military and police and everybody else, this is not a game. I know I say that a lot. This is not a game or a stick or a joke on this show. A lot of you have heard me 10, 12, 13 plus years, and you're believers now because you've gone and checked out what I've claimed. You didn't at first. You laughed at me 10 years ago, but saw so much of it come true. You've now gone and looked at what I've said, and you found out it's worse than I'm telling you, because I can't explain to you how diabolical it is. One story along these lines is so diabolical, I can't believe it. Even though it's admitted in court documents and they were convicted in France, but they got away with it everywhere else and just had civil penalties. Bayer Pharmaceutical, this is one of thousands, but I mention it because it's well known. Knowingly on purpose put HIV and hepatitis in shots for children in their factor VIII vaccine. Factor VIII drug. And it came because, and then the media said, why'd they do that? They didn't care. You know, because it turned out they knew about it for 10 years and kept doing it. No, folks, they think they're doing good work. When your kid gets put in a little 4-foot coffin and gets lowered down on the ground, they've done a good day's work. They go home and give each other high fives. You understand that? Now, I don't know how to explain this to you any other way. But people say I'm a little wild, I go a little crazy. What do you think it's like dealing with this every day, knowing it's true? Controlling myself. Putting up with the government's crap. Because I know most of the people in government are just on power trips or ignorant. Look, it's real, okay? It's real! You're under attack too! Can't you get that through your head? All right, I'm going to shut up. I want to go to a bunch of calls, and I got tons of news I haven't even gotten to yet. John in Virginia, so you're there in Southern Virginia, you're talking to your sheriff. He says, yeah, I know about the gun confiscation, I know about the military. You give them the FEMA camp document where they're hiring the troops for the re-education centers and the relocation, and they admit in mainstream news they're getting ready to lock down cities and do, you know, whether it's a drill or not, they're telling them it's going to happen. That's like if somebody cocks a gun and, you know, or loads the chamber and puts a gun to your head and says, I'm going to blow your head off. I don't know if they're really going to do it. Point is, they're doing it. I'm tired of this mind game people play saying, I'm saying this is going to happen. No, they're saying this on ABC News, on CNN, on Fox. And then they're actually putting the assets in place. This is not a tabletop exercise. This is really going on. So I don't know. I don't know why they're going around with federal grants, making police stations all harden themselves for terror attack, and even in small towns, and saying the citizens are about to attack you. What is it they're planning so horrible that we're going to have to go out and go up against the government? I'm asking you that question! Look, I try to be calm about all this, folks. I don't know how. John, just finish your story. Go ahead.
Well, I was encouraged, frankly. I mean, here's a guy that's active duty military that is informing his uncle what's obviously going on that few of us know about, and his uncle is very receptive to it and actually very receptive to the information I gave him, and I just flat out asked the question, if it gets to this point where we have federal troops in here that are going to be requiring us to go to FEMA camps or take mandatory vaccinations, what's going to be your position on this? And he said, I won't allow that. So I was real encouraged. I'm not saying there aren't some real bad folks out there, because there are, but I think there's some real good folks out there that just aren't informed. And we can't back up now. Now is when people are asking questions. We got to move forward. I did go to my pastor. I think that's another avenue that we can go to, because pastors are just a linchpin in this for so many people. And wished I could report to you that the pastor was as receptive to this information as the sheriff was. The pastors apparently don't want to get real political, so they want to stay on.
Well, you know about the clergy. Message. You know, yeah, about the clergy response teams, and that even if they aren't under FEMA payment themselves, their denomination is. Every major denomination, both Catholic and Protestant, and all the other groups are all the major denominations. Because if you don't, the government comes after them with their 501c3, have signed on to the clergy response team's InfraGuard. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I am. And I've been looking at this thing now. I'm over the half-century mark. I've been looking at this for a good 15 years, and I know you've been looking at it for a good number of years. And frankly, I'm encouraged. I'm seeing an awakening right now that even 2 years ago, if you'd started telling people this stuff, they would have thought you were nuts. Now they're not saying that. Actually, I'm seeing people say, get me information. Show me what you know.
I agree. John, God bless you. One more point. Go ahead.
We got a big tea party, and I don't know if you've mentioned this or not, but on September the 12th, there is a nationwide Tea Party on the Mall in Washington, D.C. They're hoping to get a million Americans up there to show these people that we are united, we understand what's going on, and we're tired of it. So if all of your listeners could just get in touch with the local tea parties and their group, they're all going to have
secrets. I hear you. I got to get to the other callers. See, the issue is the callers are all so great, and then if I don't cut a caller off, I'll never get to the next caller, so it becomes a catch-22. But just on the Tea Party issue, I know Lou Dobbs is good. I've talked to him off air. I know people that work with him. He has a contract before he got all political 5 years ago, and it's running out, I believe, next year, where he can do whatever he wants. And they don't want to pay out his contract because it's big. And he knows all about the New World Order. He's from Texas. He's a good guy. Lou Dobbs is for real. Now, Beck, I've seen him stab us in the back over and over again, but then he'll tell the truth and then stab us in the back. Tell the truth, stab us in the back. And to me, that's even worse than just being pure evil all the time. I can't stand somebody who's lukewarm. When I was a kid in Sunday school, I didn't understand what that meant. Now that I know a little bit more about the world and a little bit of wisdom, now I understand how bad lukewarm people are. It's the scum of the earth. But I will tell you that they are legitimately boycotting him, and MSNBC is calling out his sponsors, and they're trying to kick him off the air because there is probably a fissure in the New World Order. Well, I know there is. And there is a fight going on, a power struggle, and for some reason they don't like Beck. This is not just a ruse or a fake attack to make people come to his aid. This is an attack to shut down free speech everywhere. And so we have to defend his right to the First Amendment. Just like Michael Savage, I don't agree with him on some things. I agree with him on a lot, but I've come to his aid whenever, you know, he is under attack. Because just like I came to Democrats' aid, who I don't agree with. Because, you know, I don't agree with people that put crucifix in urine. But, folks, the media uses those images to set the precedent to take all our speech. That's the thing about speech. And if somebody is lying about you or doing something really bad, you're forced to litigate against them. But you can't have the government. Now, I'm so busy making films and things, too, that you have to stand up for yourself. And I try to take the high road with things that are said about me that aren't true. But it's just crazy how they try to attack the First Amendment. Okay, I want to go to Doug, Tim, Dana, Richard, Thomas, and others here in just a moment. Coming up, Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. HIV vaccines they now want to push on school kids here in the U.S. Just, there's nothing they won't do to us. Folks, no one will accept even trials anywhere in the world. But we are known as such idiots by the globalists that, I mean, well, we're going to cover it coming up. But I did want to get Ted Anderson on for 5 minutes right now because you've heard him do gold and silver offers in the past here. He's the owner of Genesis Communications. He's where I buy my gold and silver because, I can't find a better deal. I've shopped around. I bought a little silver here and there, you know, at street level that I hadn't gotten from Ted. But Ted buys when it's low and then sells it at the low price when it's high. That's his big secret and why he's become so successful in the last 30 years. In the last 12 years setting up Genesis. So, and all the other times, you know, I'll get up on there and I'll say, this is the last time he's offering this. And then it is the last time. You know, that super special deal. And they've done that 5, 6, 7 times in the past. The last 3 weeks, I just keep saying, well, this should be the last. This should be the last. Because Ted got so much that he put in the vault they've got off site that he was able to keep offering and offering and offering and offering it. But now the market's gone crazy. It's up $10 today, $5 yesterday. It's up over $65, almost $70 from when he bought gold that he still, so he bought gold when it was almost $70 lower. I don't know, 905 to 9010, 911 range. He bought them in different buys, some at 93, 95, 97, 910, 911. I've seen the purchase orders. He sent them to me. And then gold's up at 970 something, and he's selling it to you at, with it factored in the market at the 905, 9010, 911 number. Silver is way, way up, several dollars. He's still selling it at the level when it was a few bucks cheaper per ounce, though Lakota's did just go up. So one of the things we said that was about to go up, it did. I see the purchase orders. Ted, you, what you ought to do is what stores do. You ought to show people your actual invoice, because I get these, or if you give me permission, I'll dig it out of the email and show people. On one of these gold francs, he's making $4 on it. On a silver coin, he might be making 50, 60 cents on it. This is a loss leader for Ted. And so he's selling you gold and silver at below what the market is with almost no markup, because he wants your business. And so that said, what is gold right now, Ted?
Well, the high today on gold is 961.50. When I printed it off, we were looking at about 990, 956. It's fluctuating right now. You know, you're trying to explain why would I buy something low and still keep the low price even
though
the
market. Yeah, because I saw it 960 something. So I guess it's going all over the map then.
Yeah, 961.50 today. Of course, it's very strong. Dollar's dropping. You know, to me, it's like a no-brain situation to me. I'm watching what's going on in Washington, D.C. You know, the fundamentals, I can put the pieces together and go, okay, if gold comes down in price, chances are it'll come back up again. And I've been making bets like this for about the last 2 years where I'm able to wait till the market drops and figure that it's not going to drop further. It'll start rising again. We've been in a bull market in gold since, well, what, the year 1996, I think it was the lowest that it was at, 256. It's been climbing ever since then. And so right now I watch the market dip, and I know it's the time to buy. I mean, it could quite literally, if I buy it at 910, it could go down to 850 and I could be sitting on inventory that's too high in price. But it's almost like, I gotta tell you, Alex, I haven't lost, not even once yet. In the last 2 years, have I lost because I bought on the dip? Because every time it comes back up again, and the interesting thing is, the customers stop buying when the market is down because they think that it's all over. And then all of a sudden comes raging back up again like it has now, and it gets exciting again. People buy it again. It's crazy how that works. But what I prefer to do is I prefer to get people into gold and silver at a lower price. It's also to my advantage to be more competitively priced than my competition. I mean, you take that Lakota coin. I told everybody that the thing was going to be going over $20 an ounce. Well, I just had to order my last 5,000 coins, and that particular group came in, and now they're at $20.86 a piece. We were offering them at $19.96. I'm going to tell people now, the Walking Liberty half that I was offering for $8.69 when silver was at $9.10 on your show is still currently right now at $8.69. Why is it $8.69? Why? Because I was able to get myself about 50 bags of those. 50 bags of Walking Liberty halves, and one bag that is $1,000 face value, in case you don't understand what that means. 1,000 face value means 2,050 cent pieces, or Walking Liberty halves in this case. So I'm able to do something at a price that is relative to where spot was when silver was down there at about $11 an ounce.
Absolutely. People need to take advantage of this right now, Ted. The number to call is 1-800-686-2237. Here's that number, 800-686-2237. No pressure, no nothing. Call up, say you want the Alex Jones special, the silver half dollars, the Lakota rounds, other silver dollars they've got, depending on the deal you want. They've got the really low prices on the European francs, the Swiss and French, the British sovereign, the prized coin. This is an insanely good deal. 800-686-2237. The globalists all hoard gold and silver. It's clear they're going to run commodities up again. It's clear hyperinflation's coming up. It is insane to stay only in paper. Anybody who's got the assets, I would recommend, I know myself, And mainly, I have no stocks, no bonds. It's all silver and gold, and that's limited because I've spent everything on the business and the operation. But the point is, 800-686-2237.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you're talking about the globalists. The global bankers right now, as a policy, are publishing the fact that they're no longer selling the gold that they once were. They're dropping those reserve, those numbers that they're willing to sell. They're getting back into gold right now. They're not pushing themselves away. They themselves are protecting themselves from each other's currencies. The United States dollar, people know it. The United States dollar is on a fast slide downhill. You know, there is no reason in the world why the dollar is going to stay strong. It was living the legacy of being the world reserve currency because it was exchangeable for gold up through 1974.
Yeah, now they're having these U.S. Treasury auctions and the Chinese and people are balking for the first time. Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but it doesn't look pretty. Insurance is gold and silver. This is the safest bet out there, 800-686-2237. And it's not just that gold and silver is the best bet. This is the best deal in the best bet. So the best of the best of the best, the cut above the cut, this is it, 800-686-2237. Ted, you keep holding this, but you told me you are running out. You ran out of Lakotas at that price. How long can you hold this?
Well, that is the magical question. How many people are going to buy my inventory? We'll see. Hopefully it can go through this weekend, but it might have to end tomorrow. So.
All right. They're there, folks. Call up to midnight tonight. All right, the Southern Poverty Law Center has on their website that I need to be killed. They're now getting ready.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Get up, stand up. The Southern Poverty Law Center is an anti-democratic, pro-police state group. They say the Bilderberg Group doesn't want world government when their own minutes admit they do. And the Southern Poverty Law Center put me in their big report saying that I'm calling for a shooting war with the government. And as the quote, they used a comment of the millions of comments, and it is millions on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So by their extension, they are calling for my death. Because these are moderated comments. They left this up on their website. This is about extremism, folks. White supremacists, conspiracy mongers, ilk, like Alex Jones, religious radicals, political zealots, eco-terrorists, and so on, are nothing more than irritating proverbial boil on society's butt. There is no reasoning with these mentally deranged nutcases. Only handcuffs, prison, or depending upon their crime, a lethal injection and a bolt of electricity would do them and the innocent potential victims around the world all the good. So see, legitimizing our death. Sadly, but Plosky is only one of them. I expect to see more violence. Well, yeah, because you're calling to kill people. So that's a story they've got up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Southern Poverty Law Center supporter, execute Alex Jones for his political beliefs. And these are the inheritors of the Stalin purges. They do mean business. And they really do. They really are. We really are being overrun by parasite scum. I mean, well, they're bank robbers. I mean, you know, I mean, that's what these people are. They're Southern Poverty Law Center was funding white supremacist compounds, running bank robberies. I mean, that's just a crew of pirates who speak to your hatred of racism, your humanity, and get you to give them money. It's all about control. They're just gangsters playing psyop games with your mind. I've had enough of the Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Sleaze. Doug in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead, Doug.
I wanted to talk to you about if you knew anything about what's going on at Akwesasne, up on the border of Canada and the United States.
No, tell me. I mean, is that one where they're killing the natives? Or what?
No,
is it so liberal and loving? What's going on?
Well, Akwesasne lies right straddling the border. You have Ontario, Quebec, and New York State pretending they have some type of jurisdiction. None of them do. But I guess on June 1st, the Canadian Border Service, now the worst guys in there are all there at the Cornwall Crossing. They put their building right on our island, right on our territory. So they said they wanted 9mm handguns there. And the only place in Canada what the border guys would have these things. And so our people said, no, we don't want any guns in Akwesasne. And so they just went on strike and just ran away. And anyways, if you could just on YouTube, Google search Rekindling the Fire is a really good video from inside what's really going on there, you know. And I think that really needs to, you know, people need to know about this because the globalists have had us surrounded since June 1st. Not one word in mainstream media about it ever. Except today I heard that the Julian Fantino, the criminal that runs the Ontario Provincial Police, he's announcing that they're going to crack down on the smuggling at Akwesasne.
Well, okay. Okay, I hear you and I appreciate your call. We'll check it out, Doug. Thank you. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Today I sent Aaron and Mike at, I think it's tips at Infowars.com.
Yeah, I got it. What'd you send?
Oh, the image. I sent them, I took the Obama fascism thing, and I sported them up with some buck teeth, and I recreated a Mad Magazine cover. And I've been taking handfuls of these, going into bookstores, magazine racks, stuff like that, and slapping them all up in front of the Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report. And it looks like a real magazine cover. Feel free to put it on the website and have people use it.
Interesting. You know, though, it's illegal to criticize the president. That's un-American.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right. clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with a phone blitz, taking lots of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Wayne Madsen with Big Breaking News joins us coming up in the fourth hour today. We've now reached the halfway point in the transmission. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next segment for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The radio show turns into a living color television news transmission as well. So coming up, we're going to detail the news after I continue taking calls. Dana in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to kind of skip through what has gone on since 2006 and maybe help some new listeners or people to reconfirm and understand how we got where we are with government legislature. If you remember back in February of 2006, the Chinese company Halliburton for Kellogg Brown Root, KBR, got a $385 million contract to build military detention retainment centers in this country. And they're quoted as saying an emergency influx of immigrants to support the rapid development of new programs. Now, put that with this new health program and the uprising that's going on and the testament of that. Then you move from there. This kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but you move from there to House Bill 645 that was proposed in the Senate this year, or the House Representatives, February the 2nd, where it is asking for detention military camps to come into being for civilians on military installations and expanding, as you said earlier, Bush's 2007 bill for broad presidential enforcement, which they've requesting that even be broader for Obama. Now
they've got bills saying they're going to put everybody in the camps for their own good. Now they have the internment camp programs asking for the National Guard, people to join the Guard, to run the domestic relocation, internment camps, even using that word. No, it's, but Glenn Beck is telling his audience it's not happening.
There's some more. Exterminism that Homeland Security has set out recently. It's for right-wing extremists who pose a danger, but it's also the Department of Defense is describing protesters, think about people at these city town hall meetings, as quote-unquote low-level terrorists. Now, if you go to GoArmy.com and just type in a search there for National Guard jobs, it will take you to the description of what they're calling and setting out to hire National Guardsmen.
You're right. It's an absolutely clear, congruent, stated public fact that the Homeland Security and NORTHCOM and the FEMA camps are for gun owners, landowners, conservatives, animal ID, premises ID to shut down the farms and ranches. The open eugenicist bioethics boards, Wall Street Journal years ago admitted they do have death boards. They do decide to kill people. They do decide to withdraw food and water from people. It's all real. It's all happening. We have our own Stalin taking over, but Obama is just their puppet. This isn't a system where you have a real Stalin or a Mao. This is a system where they have front men who carry out the same policies for the offshore banks. And yes, it is really happening here. And you've laid it all out in a congruent fashion, and that's why I got so mad at Glenn Beck when he said 6 months ago none of it was real.
I have been doing a lot of study on this flu epidemic, the swine stuff, compared to 1918 when the first time it came around during World War I. I lay you money, $1 million, they're going to take Obama out. And they're going to use the swine flu to do it because They don't want him in there. They got him in there to finish up what Bush started during 8 years. He's doing all the disruption and everything he can do to our economy, to our family.
And then they'll blame it on him and politically destroy him or something.
And they cannot assassinate him like they did JFK and other people.
Well, ma'am, why don't you write up your editorial idea and send it to writers@infowars.com? Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. Interesting points. Richard, Thomas, Rich, George, everybody else, stay with us. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have 1 hour, 52 minutes left in transmission. We are now simulcasting the remainder of this radio show in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Here it is. This is the classic Obama socialism shirt. And on the back, this one just says Infowars.com. We have handsome black shirts with this image. Really stands out. I'm going to wear one of those tomorrow or next week on air. We have it with Obama fascist, Obama Infowars.com, Obama New World Order. On the back, we have different variants, 8 different shirts. Wake up before it's too late. In the Fed, stop the criminal. You want to meet like-minded people. You want to get the word out. You want to get past the political correctness, because they're on the news saying this is now a hate crime. And if we give into that and say, okay, it's a hate crime, I'm not allowed to show him in a bad light, then you've given in. It's the media and the government creating racism, invoking racism. And they're doing it cold-bloodedly as a political tool, saying, be politically correct, don't criticize Obama on anti-gun bills, on open borders, on socialized government medical care takeover, really is eugenics. Don't criticize him on cap and trade taxes. Don't criticize him on abortion. Nothing, or you hate black people. And they've now said on MSNBC and CNN, socialism is now the N-word. It's a code. I mean, who would ever think of that? Now, they know that's ridiculous. It is a chilling effect. So I just want the listeners, I want the viewers out there to stand up. You can print off the free flyers, put them up in public commons where other posters and things are posted. You know, I said this last week, and I said this on Sunday, and I said this in the rules of the contest, that because I don't want you to get in trouble. You know, you're doing it on your own, so I don't have any liability. But I don't want you to get in trouble. Don't stick it on federal buildings or mailboxes. Put it under windshields, put it in the commons area, wherever you see other posters up or polls where everybody else puts posters up. It's selective enforcement and discrimination if they come after you. But I now have Florida newscast. I mean, I could have made the whole show today about myself, and I probably should, because, you know, we don't want them to try to demonize us nationally as they're doing. And later, I'll get into that later in the hour, but I want to go to calls right now. They are saying that we're not allowed to post our posters anywhere and that it's a hate crime. But we found Obama in 2008 in the Washington Post, and we have a copy of his letter saying, put the Obama posters up on stop signs. We never said that. But see, he can say do that, and he's good. But then we can't even say put this up on a light pole. And we've got stories out of Tennessee and stories out of California. We have them up on Infowars.com. There's so many I can hardly even cover them all. Where they got the highway patrol going, it's dangerous to put these on a light pole. This could distract somebody and cause a wreck. So it's okay to have the lost dog or the school event or the police barbecue or garage sales up on the pole. You just don't put a picture of God, that is Obama, up on there. The good news is I'm looking at TV stations all over the country and newspapers all over the country. You can just type Obama Joker. Go to Google News or startpage.com and click on the news search, and you'll just see scores of articles and stories and where they're going, it's horrible. Alex Jones needs to be arrested. This is so un-American. It's disrespectful. It's illegal to talk about our president. And then the comments, are you crazy? There's nothing more American. It was okay to show Bush as the Joker or as a vampire. I saw these Bushes, a monkey, put up everywhere. I saw Bush as a vampire put up everywhere. And that was good because Bush was a New World Order puppet. But I've always said, instead of just putting up Bush and Obama, let's put up David Rockefeller. Let's put up Ted Turner. Let's put up the real controllers, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the Queen of England. That's why I've done spoofs defiling the Queen of England. She's not my God. Everybody bowing down and worshiping her. Our founding fathers burned effigies of the royals. That's what America is, not worshiping the queen when she comes here. But the gateway to find out they're all puppets and to get to the real elite is Infowars.com and Obama. So you wear this shirt, get in their face, let them know you're an American. And if they get in your face, say, I don't like that shirt, say, oh, but you liked it when it was Bush. And then explain to them, by the way, I'm not for Bush either. And I told my guys, we just got so busy getting these 8 shirts made, I do want a George Bush. Just tell Janae, our graphics girl, take the White House photo of Bush and make it look like this one. I want a, you know, same style, same look. I want to get a shirt up of that by tomorrow. We can put the order in tomorrow. We can have him here by Monday. Our great guy that makes these shirts for us up in New York. She does a fabulous job made right here in the good old USA. And so we're going to have a Bush one for you, too. We're also doing one with Bush and Obama as vampires drinking blood from the Statue of Liberty to say they're both jokers. See, that's what it's all about. I'm going to give each caller a minute because I got to get to people. I promise to take a lot of calls. We did a good job the first hour, decent hour the second hour. I'm doing a terrible job now. Let's get to your calls, and then I'm going to get to all the news. Democrat Representative Burton says, speaking your mind is an act of political terrorism. And that's what the hate speech law says. This is the Louisville Courier Journal. I mean, this is mainstream news. They're saying speech is bad now. Now, folks, I know it sounds extreme and radical, but it's not. In America, you used to have free speech. Congressman, Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. That's key. That's coming up. That's up on Prison Planet. But right now, who's up next here first? Richard and PA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. A gentleman was on earlier, and he said praying the rosary. Well, my opinion is we ought to hold our politicians to the Ten Commandments. They are not being lived up to.
I agree with you, sir. What else is on your mind?
A lot. This health care deal is a bunch of crap. Our government, my father, grandfather, and great-great-grandfather all fought in wars. And the way our government is going today, we're going to have one in the streets.
Well, that could be the false flag, is that they know, again, they've been building this police state up, building NORTHCOM up for decades. It didn't get set up in 2002, as we've been told. We have the government documents. Clinton gave speeches about it. They've been building this internal national police, this control grid, up to this point. Now they're launching all the crises at once. I think they want a violent revolution. They're probably going to stage terror attacks and say we did it. Now, I've been predicting that if we saw the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL come out and start that script, that it was a sure thing. What started 2 days ago?
Well, like I said, I think we ought to hold the politicians to the Ten Commandments and also use the Constitution to throw the bums out.
I agree, and I appreciate your call. But the thing I'm trying to make clear here is we've got to explain who's behind the terror. Who has the motive? Who's been caught doing it before? I mean, folks, I understand them so well, but it's really not even hard to do. It's not like it's some feat. It'd be like if I said to my wife, honey, it's going to get dark in about an hour, and it was 8 o'clock at night. Everybody knows it's about to get dark, and it got dark. She would say, oh, my gosh, you're the greatest genius on earth. I know how they work. These guys bombed OKC. These guys carry out the terror attacks. Every time they politically are losing, they stage terror attacks. That's in Army Field Manuals. In fact, will you guys search engine Army Field Manual 2004? False flag. That'll get it. And I want to, because I forget the exact field manual number. This is officially a secret Army field manual. The news admitted a year ago when this came out it was real. The Army got mad and said that's classified. WikiLeaks put it out. Now, we already know the Army did the stay-behind networks and the NATO option and Gladio. Every time people in Italy or Germany or another country were about to vote out the government they didn't like, the U.S. Army goes and stages terror attacks and then blames it on the enemies, and the Italian police go and arrest them. I mean, this is standard procedure. I mean, it's standard. The American people are about to get their rights back, get us out of the U.N., abolished the Federal Reserve in 1995, the feds blew up their own federal building. I mean, these people have got aces up their sleeves. You heard the caller earlier saying, hey, I talked to my sheriff. He knows what's going on. I'm really positive. Yes, positive things are happening. But then we know the establishment is going to stage terror attacks and say we did it. Just like the sun came up this morning and just like the sun's going down tonight. I mean, it's guaranteed. Unless we expose their trick. I mean, if somebody can cheat at cards, as long as you don't know they're cheating. But the minute you know they're leaning back with their fingers and pulling aces out of their sleeve, the minute you know they're doing that trick in the sleeve, it's over. You're like, hey, you're cheating. Give me my money back. You're cheating at poker. Thomas in Jersey. You're on the air, Thomas.
Regards, Alex.
Regards.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a heads up on one of the aces up their sleeves. I give you self-assembling block polymers. They're putting it in all vitamins, all supplements. It's in the water. It's in the food. It's in everything, alcohol, soda. It's a living plastic. It self-assembles in the body. It replicates and mutates and changes our DNA.
Well, I happen to have German news and other mainstream news where they admit it's grown on dead fetal tissue, the Novartis vaccine, the big one the U.S. government bought, and that it has live cancer viruses in it. And that's out of...
They're actually poly... they're grown in like a like a sediment. They grow it in the lab. It's made from just a polyfilm.
And well, stay there, because you sound like you work in one of these labs. I just go off what the medical doctor's saying, what the news says. They grow the cancer viruses in caterpillar eggs, in dead baby retina tissue for some reason, and in dead dog tissue and dead monkey tissue. So dogs, monkeys, dead babies, and caterpillar eggs. So I don't, maybe you can explain to me this other thing you're talking about.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Yes, we've been trying it on the wine press much too long. Rebel.
Babylon City. Yeah. You can actually read the 219-page U.S. military counterinsurgency manual And the document site, Scrib.com has it. Flashback, U.S. counterinsurgency manual leaked, calls for false flag operations, suspension of human rights. How to stage terror attacks, how to torture people, and the Army admits this is their document. So, just so you know, I mean, staging terror attacks is 101. So, the feds probably already have operations in motion, getting truck bomb ready, whatever. And just look, feds, when they kill a bunch of you and blow your daycares up, don't get mad at me, okay? I'm not the one blowing your daycares up. And I guarantee you the media is going to have my face up there when your bosses kill you. And if I was the feds, there's no way I'd work in a federal building with the history of your bosses targeting your kids. And, of course, this bomb, because they know people hate feds, will be put right by daycare. They're going to pick a place with a daycare. You watch. When they blow up your federal building, they're going to pick a daycare because they love to show dead kids. And they'll have people come out with the dead kid bloody on TV and say, the Bill of Rights did this, the gun owners did this. And then all these idiots will say, oh, the Bill of Rights is bad. See, that's how these people operate. Let's go back to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Rich in New York. Rich, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Welcome. I love your show, man. I got to say, I also dig your bump music. Wish you would play a little more Frank Zappa, because he knew what was going on for decades. Anyway, I'm a healthcare worker in New York City, and I had an idea about how to avoid the flu shot. They haven't been able to yet control who we see as a doctor. I was saying, if everybody would just go to their family physician, if they could really trust them, and say, hey, can you take that stuff and just shoot it in the garbage pail and give me the write-off that you did it?
But look, it's more than just that. They're ordering the medical workers. I remember, I think it was you that called a few weeks ago and said, I just got the document, but since then it's been all over the news that they are forcing healthcare workers to take it, which is threatening them with their job. There's no law. You were that guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Called Jason. I called Burmis up and spoke to him about the Black Ops helicopters a while back. I don't know if I was the same guy.
So it was another guy from New York who was told they had to take the flu shots.
It's all over the news. The unions are fighting right now for nurses.
I just want to get this straight because this is really getting wild here. Are you the caller? I'm just seeing if my memory's right. Are you the caller that called a few weeks ago and said you guys have been told you had to take the flu shot?
I had called several times. I might have got in on air. It was an agenda that I had. They asked me what I wanted to talk about. I don't think I got through, but yeah, it's definitely going on.
Okay, so it was another medical worker. I was just seeing. The issue is this is really going on, that they're ordering people through color of law that they've got to take these shots.
And I think now they've actually got that to the point where they have, well, 1199 has always been a little political as far as siding with the wrong people, but seems like they're trying to move towards getting their healthcare workers to do this, and they won't protect them. So my question to you, sir, is there a way, maybe through relinquishing your power of attorney, I've seen that, government power of attorney over you, and just relinquish it and say, no, you don't have power of attorney over me.
I guess
with our license and our social and all that sign and all on that. But.
Sure, I appreciate your call, sir. There's an executive order and a UN treaty saying they can forcibly inject you, lock you down, shoot you if they need to. That's all on record. We've covered it here ad nauseum. If you want to find it, just search engine executive order quarantine. And that brings up CBS News first, and then it's got the executive order there for you. And it says it all there in one article. That's why I mentioned that one. Because there's still denial this is going on in big quarters out there. And the COINTELPRO says that I'm the one making this up and that this isn't in the news. Or that I'm making up there's a plan to poison our water. Or I'm making up that they want to euthanize us, when it's all in their own documents and their own statements and their Biological Diversity Treaty 1996 and their Club of Rome documents and all of it. But in books like Ecoscience. No, this is really going on. They're really telling healthcare workers, police, military, you've got to take this shot. And most of them are saying no. So it looks like the program is going to stall. But They're going to go ahead and create fear and hype over a few thousand people dying normally of flu in this season, as they always do. And then you're going to have huge hordes of people. I mean, over a couple deaths, they had people lined up in Austin hospitals and every other hospital in the country. I saw the same reports all over the nation, freaking out, panicking, wanting last year's shot, even though they admitted it wouldn't protect them and help them. Okay? We'll be right back with more calls. I'm going to get into all this news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've just gotten new reports in that are off the chart. National Guard drill at high school to prepare for possible H1N1 riot. National Guard takes over school and swine flu vaccine riot drill. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. This is really happening. Now, I'm going to go over all this in about 10 minutes. Call everyone you know. Everybody that's asking what's going on with the flu, is it deadly, is it not deadly, what's the plan, what's happening in America, we're going to break it down. I'm going to continue taking calls, and then in about 10 minutes, I'm going to get into this, because it's just really hitting me that I have become so conditioned to the fact that these people are doing this that I'm not responding to this as seriously as I should. They are clearly going to make their move. Unless we get the word out and scream bloody murder. This is not a drill. This is not a game. This is happening. Now I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. I have to. George in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
I'll be on in less than a minute. Thank you for being the power of the air of our time. They, as far as them cutting the internet off, my internet technician son said if you could set up a virtual private network to allow us to get into your site, maybe through your TV network as a part of a paid bonus or through paid GCN, that
yes,
wouldn't
the
be
problem is that there are hubs. There are major backbone systems that they're going to shut down. That's not our opinion. In fact, search engine this headline for folks. Should Obama be able to shut off the web? And then you'll see Mother Jones, The Nation, New York Times saying to save the web, they have to kill the web and go to a thing where you only have a few thousand choices. So it's turning it into glorified cable. They are really doing that. Here's a good one. But the point is, should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic internet traffic? This is what cybersecurity and the Air Force and Pentagon setting up these hubs is doing. Of course, we can set up private networks over phone lines and stuff. It's kind of like the old BBS system. But for the big, massive pull we have, reaching tens of millions a week now, and yes, that's what we're reaching, it's scary responsibility, we will not have that anymore. So people better save this information, save these videos, get them on their computers off the web, and have libraries so that you'll have the material to give people if things continue to implode and collapse. But go ahead, sir.
Question. I'm taking two more InfoWarriors that you're suggesting. You thought the people with the money were headed for the Cook Islands. We're going to go see if we can find them. Do you have any idea where they might be there?
Say that again.
You suggested that the people with the big money might be hiding out in the Cook Islands.
Well, there's maybe. I was saying that Austin is the richest town in the country per capita. It's like the vacation spot, the home away from home, the money from Florida, New York. This is where people in New England come during the winter. Austin is now the wealthiest city in the country per capita. There's other areas like San Francisco or Manhattan or places where there's more money. But per capita, a lot of money lives here. And I've got lawyers and friends and people that serve the elite, you know, as their lawyers. I know people that are billionaires. They've all left the country in the last 3 years. They've gone to Switzerland. They've gone to Cook Islands. They've gone to New Zealand. They're not even really going to Costa Rica. That's kind of the poor guy place to go, like for old spooks and people, old CIA folks. You go to the Cook Islands and places. I mean, Cook Islands are big. You know, they have big towns and cities. And you go to the rich neighborhoods with armored fences and security guards. That's where they are.
I wanted to look for them. We'll bring the information back. Thank you for your service.
All right. God bless you. I appreciate it. No, I mean, there's no secret. I mean, Google rich fleeing United States, rich fleeing Israel. Israel is probably going to get nuked or something. Maybe even by Israel. Of the top 10 richest people, that was a Jerusalem Post article, or was it Haaretz? Of the top 10, if memory serves, 7 of them have left. Okay? They're leaving. They're leaving the U.S. They're leaving Israel. Who's up next, John? My list just changed. Matt and PA, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, why does anybody who would administer a shot, the H1N1 vaccine, need to be deputized?
Because they admittedly are going to be forcing you to take it.
Well, that's right on, I got a link right off of Drudge, linking to Boston.com. That Massachusetts is deputizing, dentists and pharmacists and healthcare workers.
Absolutely. Here it is. Here's the article right here. We'll zoom in on it for everybody. State takes extra steps to battle flu in fall. Massachusetts health authorities took the unprecedented step yesterday of deputizing dentists, paramedics, and pharmacists to help administer vaccines against both the seasonal flu and novel swine expected to make a return visit. Why couldn't healthcare workers give the shots? They're going to be forcing them. This is the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. This is not our opinion. Now, again, they may set all this up, create fear, have people panic and beg for the shots just to create the image of people begging for it, and then the real attack comes 2-3 years down the road. That could be what's happening. But there's no doubt it's staged. There's no doubt they're hyping it. There's no doubt they're bringing in the martial law. Now, are they going to fully implement it? I don't know. But all this COINTELPRO the last 6 months, all over talk radio, in the last 8 months, since January, I've been saying, I believe they're going to play the flu card. I believe they're going to play the flu card. Knowing the enemy, seeing their preparations, their conditioning. And then in April, I said, I don't know if this is real, but they're certainly setting it up like it is. This could be it. I've got internal documents. We're really at level 6. Months later, it came out I was accurate. I posted the secret document, and COINTELPRO attacks and says we're making it up. I'm getting death threats, everything else. This is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else, sir?
No, just keep up the good fight, man.
Oh, I just wish it wasn't real. Believe me, I wish I wasn't telling the truth. I told people back in October they threatened Congress with martial law because we had sources. And then a few days later, it came out on C-SPAN, and people still say I'm a liar. I can have Senator Inhofe, Congressman, who's the one from California we always have on, Sherman. Ron Paul has told you, and now it's been in the mainstream news. I mean, it's really happening. I mean, they really say they're poisoning our water and want to sterilize us and take all the children at birth. They really say they're taking the kids in England now, starting with 22,000 families and making them guilty first. Just taking the kids and raising them in government facilities and cameras in the people's homes. I mean, people don't believe that. Just Google 22,000 cameras to watch 20 people in British homes. I mean, you can't make it up. It could all end if we just stand up and realize these are criminals running things. It would all end. It would all end. You know, I use Hollywood movies as parallels or analogies because the public may not know history, but they know Hollywood movies. And I was jogging for an hour this morning. Even though the world's going to hell in a handbasket, I've made the commitment to take that time out every day. And and it's a parable of how slow and easy wins the race, taking action, actually pays off. I've lost 36, 37 pounds now. I'm going to lose another 30 plus. I'm going to go down to 180. But that's a side issue. I watched the last hour of 10,000 BC, which is a hypothetical. It's not really real. It's kind of legend, like some guys from Atlantis, you know, their civilization just destroyed an earthquake. So they, three white dudes is basically what they are, go into Egypt in the Mediterranean. Off the Mediterranean, they park their ship, they con the locals that they're gods, wearing headdresses, fooling them, and then they set up a slave system. Well, that's actually what the priest in Egypt actually did, and that's the secrets the Masons have. That's the guild secret, is actually how to manipulate populations, how to compartmentalize. So I saw this movie, people have been telling me about it, and most of it's fiction, but it's got some real history set in it. And it's all how they sit there and con the people. They're not really gods. But it's just a few of them are able. There's only one living by the end of the movie. And finally, the guy throws the spear and kills him. I'm giving the movie away, but you should see it. Because adults will see this and won't even get it. And so you've got this priest class. Only a few hundred priests and this one con artist manipulating tens of thousands of slaves and bowing down because he knew how to take some minerals and throw it in the fire, and it goes boom. That's what the New World Order is a little con artist throwing something in a fire that goes boom. That's the New World Order. It's made up. It's magician. It's flim flam. It's theater. It's crud. It's crap. It's lies. And that's how these globalists operate. That's why their symbol is the pyramid, is that they sit at the top of the knowledge of how humans work, of psychology, and they use it against us. I mean, there had been all sorts of expeditions to the North American continent. Leif Erikson had been here. Eric the Red had been here. There were all the maps. These are in the Royal Archives in England and France. And Christopher Columbus was a Mason, and they said, here's the map. We've decided to go ahead and fund, you know, moving into this area and letting people know the world's round. And he said, thank you. I'll now go do that. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is mainline history. They just don't teach you that in school. They tell you, oh, in 1498 or whatever, you know, he found America. Yeah, right, he did, sure. And I'm a Chinese jet pilot. And Barack Obama's sincere, you know, and George Bush loves the children. And Saddam Hussein had WMDs. This is the reality. That you're being conned. You're being manipulated. Nicolette, or Nikita, excuse me, in Illinois. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, here's something I want to tell you about the swine flu. I think that they made the swine flu just to make people get the vaccine and steal all their money and steal all the money and then kill the population of the.
How old are you? I'm just curious. How old are you?
13.
Yeah, it's good to have you call in. How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to the show 2 days ago.
Great, good to have you on board. Listen, it's not just that. We know the vaccine has cancer viruses chock full. We know it has these chemicals that accelerate the autoimmune response that normally cause the brain expansion, that cause the autoimmune response and the brain damaging, that fries your pancreas. In fact, print this for me. I had it in the stack last week. There's a whole bunch of university studies proving that these chemicals they add to elicit the autoimmune response in all lab animals causes juvenile, or if they're older, whatever age they are, massive onset of degenerative and extremely debilitative arthritis. So, see, everybody's wondering why I'm 19 and got arthritis. Well, you took the shots from eugenicists. You've been hit hard with a bio attack. I mean, you know, they're hitting you hard. They don't write giant government policy books because they want to, you know, write them to just put them on the bookshelf. These people mean business. These are men of action. The world's theirs. And you ain't in the future they've got set up. So, yes, you want arthritis when you're 13. You want to be retarded when you're 20. You want cancer when you're 40. Take the shot. But you're absolutely right, because they're about making money. When Bayer knowingly shipped out 1 million-plus shots, knowing everybody that took it was going to get HIV and hepatitis, they made money. They said, not only am I going to kill you, you're going to pay for me to murder you. And they said, absolutely. Let me give you that money. Just here you go. Here, you know what? How much you want? You want $5 to kill me? You want another five? How about $300 to kill me? Here you go. That's about what it costs for that factor eight. Kill me. And you're like, here, please kill me. Please kill me. You bet. We'll kill you real good. You try to go protest out front, Bayer. They'll have the cops come over with tasers and taser you. And those cops will go shoot their kids up. Oh, here you go. I like my kid being brain damaged. I'm a cop. I like having power. I love being scammed by the priest class up there on the hill running their fraud on me all day. It's fun. I'm sorry, Nikita, go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah. About that, I've heard of the vaccine because my mom listens to this Russian radio show, and it's only been, tested. It hasn't been tested on humans, but I think they deliberately killed it, made it. So, yeah, I've seen your Endgame video and the Obama deception. Right now, what they're doing in my school, they're making us, the food that we're going to eat this year is going to be from the government. It's going to be government controlled. It's from the USDA, so.
Yeah. You're not allowed to bring your own food.
Well, you're allowed. You're allowed still.
Some schools are phasing out. No, you've got to eat the special food they've got. Well, that's what they're phasing in. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back, and in the next segment, the segment after that, I'm going to break down the big news. The whole grid coming into view. No more denying. No more time to live in denial. No more time. The vaccines do come from fetal tissue. In fact, there was a caller earlier I meant to go back to who was saying it was grown in some sediment. I mean, just search engine in front of everybody. He may be talking about some other kind of vaccine. These stem cell, stem line cloned vaccines, it's a cloning process. Well, just search vaccines grown in caterpillar eggs or vaccines grown in fetal tissue. I mean, it's a fact. So I don't know what that fella's talking about. But I know a vaccine's being grown in eggs, but the eggs, the virus seed, though, it was originally grown in the fetal tissue. Or it was, see, the virus lines. And hey, if you think injecting dead babies is in you is good, go ahead. You know, I'm the extremist. I'm the bad man who will sit here and pull up articles where they do these tests and it kills 25% of people that take them. You know, with the bird flu vaccine trial last year, London Telegraph. You know, I'm the guy that will sit here and tell you that they're going to use it for martial law, and now it's months later all over the news because we understand the enemy operation. And again, I keep saying, I've laid out the facts. We've been right. We know what we're talking about here. People better listen. There's not time to play games. I'm not risking my life up here for nothing. This is real. I don't just believe I'm telling the truth. I know. I know I'm right. All I do is think about this. All I do is study this.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded, and everybody rolls with them.
have fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
It's not a drill, it's not a game, it is the real world. Thank you for joining us. Wayne Madison coming up in about 10 minutes, and more of your phone calls. Here's the bottom line. When I got up here on air in the last 13 years and talked about how the military was preparing to take over America, I didn't know when it was going to happen. I just went to urban warfare drills where the military admitted they were and admitted they were practicing to break up our families and take our guns. Then I found out about Rex 84 and congressional hearings about FEMA camps. And I got the congressional video of it and made films and interviewed police chiefs they tried to buy off. And I found out that you have a drug dealing, child kidnap ring running, private global corporate group of just totally ruthless people that launder money, create Ponzi schemes, get all their power through the regional private central banks that issue the currency and credit, that this sick crew of criminals who all one-up each other on the most evil stuff they can do are also eugenicists and believe that we're scum and trash and deserve to die, as the White House science czar writes and says in Ecoscience. And it's been clear in the last 7-8 years, they were going to use vaccines as one way to do it. And through the shots, give you a binary weapon so they can later give you the other half and kill you, but then they won't be affected. And then it turns out we've got government documents about soft kill weapons. And in here, they talk about vaccines that sterilize you. And the South Africans do it. And these big CNN producers have now made a report about it. I mean, this is really going on. And it's covered in the film Anthrax War that we carry at InfoWars.com. They're on the bookstore. So I told people back in January and March and April, January, February, March, April, I said, I think they're going to play the flu card. March 5th, I did a whole show on it. And I said, they're getting the troops ready. They're getting the mass graves ready. They're getting the National Guard ready. They're getting the troops ready to lock down the cities under NORTHCOM, Brigade Homeland. It isn't just Bush, it's Obama. It's seamless integration. It's all staged. People would laugh at me even when I held up government documents and they would say it wasn't real. Now you can just Google the term or search engine the term. But let's do that for folks right now. Search engine the term internment resettlement specialist. You'll be at army.mil, nationalguard.mil, saying we're setting up camps in America. We need to be able to rehabilitate and reeducate the American people. We need you to run these camps. And they admit they're building them now, and it's all over the news. See, they just need, the media knew they were there. They just had to stall long enough to get that it was for the flu in place. But they built this all years ago. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to do it this fall. They already tried the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, forced inoculation 2002, 2003. 14 million of their own first responders said they wouldn't take the shots, the vast majority, so they suspended it. They're going to try it again, but each time training us to accept it. But with the flu, people weren't scared of them saying you got to take the shots for smallpox. It's a federalization drill. It's a UN control drill. It does all these different things. It trains us to go under their control, trains us to accept in our body what they want to force in our body, sets that precedent. Now everybody's freaking out because CNN's reporting military planning possible H1N1 outbreak. Gates memo announces final assimilation of National Guard into the reserves. Boston.com, state takes extra steps in flu battle, deputizes dentists to others to help with vaccinations, forced vaccinations. Virus vaccine contains cancer viruses. Bill.de, top German news. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. Now it's all coming out. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Said the H1N1 was manufactured. That then came out in BBC, Der Spiegel. They looked at it. It is manufactured. They don't know by who. But the issue is, it's only killed 1,800 and something in the other hemisphere during the peak of the season. The U.S., 37,000. 36,800 and something, I round up. Let's just say 36,000, 37,000 die a year from regular flu. What is going to happen? When tens of thousands die from the flu, they can shut everything down. It's training for federal takeover, training for UN under level 6 takeover, which under level 6 were under WHO control, World Health Organization. Now, I kept telling you, because I'm only going off the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, that's federal law, for them to lock down the cities, forcibly inject you, take you to sports stadiums. I mean, I've read hundreds of articles on air over the last 8 years or so, 7 years, that they've been hyping this, where they admit that they're going to lock down the cities and forcibly inject you. I mean, it's not like people are saying, how did you know this? It's all coming true. This is what they said they were going to do. So everybody's calling up, freaking out, emails, calls the office, everybody going nuts. You should be upset, but this is standard procedure. See, I mean, people keep thinking I'm making all this up. I'm going off their own admissions. I keep saying that, but it's incredible. I mean, I'll get calls from the national media going, you said they were doing gun confiscation drills in Iowa. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking me all over national news saying I was reading out of the Iowa newspaper where the Army officer was there saying it was a gun confiscation drill. I mean, it just makes my head spin. You know, it's like when I tell you there's a Army field manual, and I read the Army field manual number to you earlier. Let's punch up the actual manual that tells them how to stage terror attacks against people to blame it on them. And I told you that the key to them implementing this flu, this dark winter, I told you the key to that would be if they simultaneously say gun owners are militias, are white supremacists, so they demonize gun owners and militias, and are planning to strike. And I said, if the Southern Poverty Law Center, because they're the real in-the-field people, that's who I always see with their hands and the really dirty stuff, if you see them come out and say that and launch that play, I mean, they're in motion right now, quarterbacks going back, about to do a Hail Mary, and I'm like, mayday, folks, they're about to do it. And now they're launching the ball. Yesterday they released the ball. I mean, they're definitely going for it. And well, if I was a Fed and could take off the next few months and had hours built up or retirement built up, I'd get the hell out of there. I mean, tell you, because I know the number one target of the globalist and if you see suspicious people getting out of a Ryder truck in front of your building, you better hit the ground fast. So what I've laid out is that every point, I've laid this out on record. If this happens, and then they do this, and they do that, look out. And the exact pattern is now all the green lights are going, doot, 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 doot. Launch, launch. They're turning the keys to run the operation. And I'm on air telling you, ladies and gentlemen, state takes extra steps to battle the flu in the fall, deputizes citizens, others to help with vaccinations for forced inoculations, Boston Globe. And then I've got... where was my incredible headline I had during the break? Did I run out with that article about the... oh, here it is. National Guard drill at high school, prepare for possible H1N1 riot. National Guard takes over school in swine flu riot drill. That's the Sun Journal. Cancer viruses in the vaccines. Bild magazine, top German news. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. We'll hit this. Go to Wayne Madsen for the balance of the hour. Coming up, this is key.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
That it's a documented fact, 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, Steve Quayle might be right. This may be it. We're going to Wayne Madsen in one moment. We've got the congressman coming on either tomorrow or sometime next week. He's on the road right now. He's been on the show before. Congressman, Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. And it says, Georgia Congressman Paul Brown warned attendees of a town hall event Tuesday that the Obama administration was planning to use a pandemic, or a natural disaster to implement martial law in the United States. Speaking at the North Georgia Technical College Auditorium, Brown said the socialistic elite, as well as Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, were planning to exploit the crisis to create a favorable climate for their stalling political agenda. Exactly what we've been telling you. They are trying to develop an environment where they can take over, he said. We've seen that historically. And notice there's really seamless integration between Bush and Obama. And I remember him saying this 6 months ago. Now it's hit mainstream news. Wayne Madsen's talked about the first time ever in 233 years of U.S. history, Cheney left a stay behind network like NATO did when the Soviets took over. It's really still Cheney and Bush running things. I heard Madsen say that 6 months ago and kind of, huh? But now I've analyzed it. It's true. And these Obama idiots have no idea what they're dealing with. They're trying to develop an environment where they can take over, he said. We've seen that historically. Brown's warning arrives on the backs of a letter sent to the National Governors Association to the Pentagon last week, which condemns the military's plans to usurp domestic control of National Guard and federal forces deployed in the event of a natural disaster or terror attack. And then it goes into Brigade's homeland and how they say they're, quote, going to pull triggers on the American people. And suddenly, regular federal army, regular federal Marines running checkpoints from Tennessee to California, from Texas to Florida. And then I've got this. And we're getting calls from Southeast Texas in Beaumont at Lamar University. And I confirmed there is some drill going on there. Paul Watson confirmed, got an article up. We've confirmed National Guard drill at high school to prepare for possible H1N1 riot. But see, they do this. I know what they're going to do because I've been to their drills. It's like, I know the sun's coming up at 6:15 because I know when the sun comes up. I'm not smart. I went to drill after drill in the last 12 years and made 3 films, and they always stage it like people want in the camp and people want the shot. So the troops think, oh, putting people in camps is good. They want to be here. Then later in the drills, in the second or third drill they do, then the people fight back. See, it's all meant to sell cops, it's good. Sell military, it's good. It's all written by psych warfare experts. Oxford Hill Comprehensive High School will be the site of a National Guard riot control drill Thursday. That's today. Get over there. Get over there. To prepare for the event of panic over distribution of serum to treat the swine flu. The school on Route 26 in Paris, Norway town, Lies has been designated by the state officials as the distribution site for H1N1 flu vaccine. The drills prepared for a worst-case scenario should the serum have to be transported from Augusta and people rush to get it. See, they did drills in Austin. Remember in January we had the emergency manager on in Indiana where they were wanting to know where to bury millions of dead from Chicago across the state line and said, harden the police stations, get ready for martial law. And that's why I started saying, they're going to use the flu. It's the flu. It's the flu. And then I got secret documents from the state of New York. We posted with numbers. Later came out mainstream news. They were real. We have the sources. I got to get more people hired in here because we can't even go through all these documents now. It's just like piles of it. You couldn't believe how dire the situation is. Getting ready for millions dead in New York for something that's killed a few thousand in its peak pandemic in the other hemisphere right now. Something that's nothing. What are they planning? What is going on? But it's just like Y2K. The feds use that to build emergency FEMA bunkers everywhere, take over local government, put in their new computer systems, put in their new camera systems. They hyped it. The Navy said it was the end of the world. And then they turned around and said that the people had made it up. It was no big deal when it was the government that said it was real. Same thing here. Well, they just say, oh, we ordered 20 billion in vaccines and you took it and some people died from it. But, you know, and the feds have trained you how to. I mean, is that all that's happening or is it bigger? So we're going to go over more of this, but I want to go ahead and go to Wayne Madsen, who's with us for the remaining 47 minutes. Wayne, thank you for coming on WayneMadsenReport.com. You've heard me ranting through all of this. We've got major German newspapers reporting there's live cancer virus in it. Top scientists saying don't take it. Other bird flu trials are killing people en masse. London Telegraph. What on earth is going on here?
Well, let me make you feel even better. Next week in Washington, there's a conference. I believe you had something posted about this on your website, but it's on swine flu. It's at the Capitol Hill Hyatt Hotel, and here's some of the breakout sessions. Mass fatality management planning, direct fatality management tactical operations, conduct morgue operations, conduct final disposition, that's of bodies, and manage, something I can't figure out, manage anti-mortem data. Now, I know what post-mortem data is. That's how many people would have died, but what in the world is anti-mortem data? I mean, is this like, are they figuring out beforehand how many people may die, and you know, they have a self-fulfilling wish there. Psychological issues. You talked about PSYOPs. Public's distress of exposure and safety. Breakdown of public services, utilities. Unwillingness to follow government orders. Now this is obviously being held on Capitol Hill at the Hilton because they want to get, you know, members of Congress, especially their staffers, to go to this thing. But this is what they're talking about. Continuity of operations planning. Disruptions to public, private, and critical infrastructure. Undermining essential functions. So there you have it. This is what they're talking about. They're talking about when H1N1 flu pandemic is unfolded in two or three successive waves in a calendar year. So we're talking about October as, you know, sort of ground zero, at least in North America. For
October
this
into April.
Right, right. And so this is what they're talking about. And this is next week in Washington. I'm going to try to cover this. They want almost $2,000 if you register normally, but hopefully they're going to, you know, let press in there to cover what they're talking about, because there's a lot of government people from World Health Organization, people from the U.S. government, all scheduled to speak at this thing.
Unbelievable, and they put that big price tag on there to make it cost prohibitive for most journalists, but you're with an international TV network and write for major publications, so they should let you in for free. Just as press, but we certainly want to have you here reporting for us, Wayne. Wayne, you heard me rant through, as you were on hold for 5 minutes, all the different little tidbits. Congressman saying it's a cover for martial law. Open announcements they're going to forcibly inoculate and lock down cities. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get away with this, but they're certainly now saying they're going to do this, and that's what level 6 rules mean. That's what the executive order now activated means. What is your, I know you are up at Capitol Hill, I know you're at the press club, I know you have sources, I've really become to respect and be impressed, you know, you're one of our best sources, Wayne, and I've really not seen you be wrong yet, which is scaring me. You day one said you had virologists that were saying it was manufactured, that got seconded months later. What is going on with this flu? Is it really going to kill a bunch of people, or is it the excuse to bring in tyranny? Is that a beta test of tyranny, or is it a test? Do they think they'll get away with it? Will they go over with total control as a smokescreen for the collapsing economy and use it to pass the cap and trade and the banker bailout too? And I mean, what's going on with this?
Well, I there's two protocols that seem to be in place in reporting now. First, we heard about people being infected. We got those, Brazil's been hit, and then it was, you know, Panama, then it was India. Now we're hearing about deaths from all these various countries. You know, first death in Nicaragua. One thing they talk about is how most, if not all, these people died because they already had a pre-existing condition. I'm hearing from people in the medical community that is actually not the case for the most part, that these people walk in healthy, and in some cases, you know, a few days later, they're dead. The other thing is undercounting the number of deaths. I understand from a source in Jakarta, Indonesia, which has now been hit by the H1N1, that the government there is actually undercounting the number of deaths. So
yeah, the state of Texas document I got saying, we tell the public we're at level 4, we're really at level 5, in 96 hours we go to level 6, that was in April. Turned out that was an accurate document, at least for being level 6. They said the deaths were much higher. So, continue.
Well, I mean, and you know, this conference next week, here's what they're going to talk about when it comes to law enforcement. They're talking about controlling and diffusing social unrest and public disorder with this swine flu. So it's clear that they know what's coming down the pike, unless the people putting this on are just using scare tactics to make a lot of money. I don't get the impression that's the case. One thing that kind of worries me about this conference, it's organized by a company that's a privately held company, and there's no information on who their corporate officials are. I've been here long enough to know what possibly an intelligence front is.
Oh, absolutely. This is all a getting all the ducks in a row operation.
Right, and anything on Pennsylvania Avenue, as is this conference planner, if it's on Pennsylvania Avenue, that's pretty high rent, so somebody's footing the bill.
Yeah, so we got them all getting their little minions. A, how to line up at the sow's breast, and B, what talking points to cover. So they're getting their ducks in a row. But I mean, what about the mass graves that are getting ready and the forced inoculations? Clearly, this is a federalization drill, but not just federalization. All over the world, it's the UN directing this.
Well, again, I mean, you know, you look at what they're going to be talking about here. They're talking about enforcing quarantines. You know, so it's clear they're talking about, airlines, restrictions on travel, restrictions at airports, border crossings. This is all, and then how to handle medical waste. I assume that includes probably dead bodies. You know, people have died from this.
Wayne, we got a break. When we come back, in the last 2 weeks it came out, they're hiring tens of thousands of additional internment and resettlement re-education officers. I want to get your take on that.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're just addressing what the congressmen are saying about him using it for martial law. The forced inoculations, the mass graves, were vindicated, proven right again. And if people would just stop denying the documents we bring forward, we would have even more political steam now to defeat this. If people would just check into the claims we make, we source everything. Instead of listening to COINTELPRO and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all of them lying about us. There's an article up there where they're talking about how I need to be killed. I mean, it's really getting creepy. So that's up on Infowars.com. We have links to it. And these guys are bold. They do not like us. They're very upset we're raining on their parade. Okay, Wayne Madsen, I want to get into the whole birther thing. You've got some inside intel on that. But first off, WayneMadsenReport.com, again, is his website. I was bringing up the issue of the internment relocation re-education specialist, and people are finally waking up because it's on the Army's own website that, oh, we need jail guards for America for the Army to put whole towns in. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, look, you know, you look at what Vice President Biden said as far as, you know, when he's talking about this bailout package, the first thing he said, the first priority was to provide more funding for law enforcement agencies, for the police around the country. I mean, like, we don't have enough of them. So it's clear that this administration is putting as much emphasis on all this domestic security nonsense as did the last one. And, you know, there's people out there that are really hurting, and all Biden can talk about is providing this bailout, you know, this incentive money for cops, and I don't think they need any more money.
What, we've had a quadrupling in police the last 15 years?
Yeah, I just noticed that at the local Dunkin' Donuts. There now seems to be four times as many cop cars sitting there while they're on break than there was before.
But then you can't get one when your house gets broken into most of the time. But, boy, they're there with radar guns, though.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they have to raise revenue for these state and county and municipal governments because the tax base is collapsing. So that's how they're, you know, they have to shake down the public to earn their keep.
Well, Wayne, how do you see this unfolding that you can go to the Army's own website and that's actually off of a Hispanic job site. One of the links, if you put in internment specialist Army, or just National Guard internment specialists. You can actually go to nationalguard.mil. But doesn't matter. We'll show folks. That's good enough. I mean, they're really gearing up. The new economy is the police state. All the major new grants and scholarships are for this. Just everything's converting to private security firms and prisons and cameras owned by a few government cronies. I mean, I guess the government's not happy to just ship in the heroin and cocaine and put all our kids in prison and rape us and steal all our money? I mean, now they've got to just totally make everything a big prison?
Well, it looks that way to me, especially with, you know, this agenda that I'm looking at here for this conference next week. It'll just be interesting to see who from the government is there. Even if I can't get in, I'm going to be hanging around the hotel lobby to just check those name tags. Because one thing about this town is they have a tendency to issue name tags for these conferences. And, of course, you look under the name and you can often spot what agency they're with.
Well, what – I mean, I know you're there at the press club talking to all these other reporters and talking to intelligence people. What's the skinny on what's coming in the fall?
Well, the anticipation, there's actually a few threads going right now. There's this fear, you know, this fear that we're going to see a surge here in North America with the swine flu. But also there's talk about being the end of September, of course, is the end of the fiscal year. And with the beginning of the new fiscal year, October the 1st, I'm hearing rumors about the economy may not recover when the commercial real estate market collapses on top of the house, private housing market. We may see more banks go under, and there's talk about potentially a bank holiday. How long it's going to last, I don't know, but just bank closures, you know, an order from the executive branch to close banks across the country. It happened during the Depression. Franklin Roosevelt did it, and I'm hearing that it may happen again.
When we come back, I found it. If you just Google internment specialist by itself, the first link is GoArmy.com. People may have heard of it. It's called the U.S. Army. It's the biggest military in the world. I assure you it exists. GoArmy.com. Now, I know popular science will say the Army doesn't exist next and there's no FEMA camps, but it's all over the news. There it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Specialty, internment resettlement specialist. This MOS plays an integral role in providing a uniform system of handling prisoners and detainees. First and always, these MPs are combat support soldiers trained to fight. then also trained as internment resettlement specialists to control and supervise detainees to ensure their humane treatment and to assist them in returning to a productive life. For this job, the Army will train you to use specialized equipment to monitor activity, to conduct searches, and to inspect areas where prisoners work and live. Here, you'll train to in-process prisoners and detainees and to brief them on their rights. In addition, you'll train to inventory and secure their property, take photographs and fingerprints, issue personal items, and assign cells. You'll train to conduct prisoner formations and roll calls, to monitor their exercise, recreation, and work areas, to prepare and maintain records and develop written reports. After your initial entry training and advanced individual training, you'll work long hours, day or night, in a garrison or field environment, where you may practice emergency procedures, detect and confiscate contraband, and escort prisoners outside the facility. Serving in this MOS can help you transition from the military to the civilian employment sector.
That's enough.
In the military police corps, you'll be...
Now, again, this all has dual use, but I've been to the training ops. It is for American citizens, and you notice, escorting you outside the base, they have the civilian inmate labor camp program, secret from 86 to 97. Clinton made it declassified. Secret that American citizens were used as slave labor at bases. Here, let's just Google civilian inmate labor camp program. For everybody, you know, for those out there in denial, this has been going on. Does that creep you out, Wayne, that they could keep these camps with citizens on them secret for a decade?
Well, I mean, this whole issue of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you know, the FEMA has never operated in a very transparent mode. Even going back to the Reagan years, they called the FEMA the secret government, and there's a lot of truth to it because they have, you know, they have these facilities around the country. You don't really, you're not allowed to go on these facilities and see what's happening. But the reports are there about the number of these large detention centers that have been built up around the country. I remember the first time I heard about this was somebody in Kern County, California, said he started, you know, on his way to work every morning, noticed this camp was getting larger and larger. There was nobody in it yet, but they kept increasing the number of beds that this particular camp called the Kern County Center could keep, you know, how many prisoners they could keep. So, I mean, that's one of several around the country, but we don't know. The government's not very forthcoming with information about why these camps are there.
And just to be clear, I have the 2005 on screen right now. We'll keep scrolling through that. You've got these back to 1986 declassified, so you find out more in each one. The 1997 declassification admitted that they kept federal prisoners at these and brought them as slaves, and the Army ran them as slaves and then would pimp them out for slave labor around towns. So this is the new America. Our new job is having an illegal alien who is in the military, that's our new force, commanding a citizen around who had a crooked toenail or something. That's the new, I have articles right here where school teachers are given $22,000 fines for using a cell phone in class. See, we're all prisoners now. Wayne Madsen.
I don't see it getting any better. The people I know who voted for Obama and thought there was going to be a change, I hear the term buyer's remorse quite a bit. I know people who were candidates for president are hearing the same thing. Where's the change? I don't see much in the way of
I agree.
Change.
I want to show people from General Shoemaker's 2005 document, Civilian Inmate Labor Programs, right here on screen, providing a source of labor at no direct cost to Army installations to accomplish tasks that would not be possible otherwise due to the manning and funding constraints under which the Army operates. Slave labor. These are not guys that punch their drill instructor in the nose. These are state and federal prisoners. And this is going to be you and your family. Okay? Sorry, Wayne, go ahead.
Well, I mean, now we're, of course, we're now hearing about Blackwater and these revelations made by these two former Blackwater employees about what was going on at the camps in Iraq that they were running.
I got to stop you. Hold on, Wayne. I'm glad you brought that up. Take your time. Then we're going to get into the whole birther thing. Let me stop right there. Start over, because you have a lot of sources. Time Magazine, for those that don't know. The Nation and Raw Story and others have big reports that the FBI is saying this. It's in the federal documents that Blackwater was, A, killing its own employees to cover up arms dealing. And that's what you had said, that they and others, well, you'd said Mercs had been caught. And then it, actually, Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., said that Mercs, he wouldn't say who, were caught bringing weapons in and actually staging attacks on the troops. Because it's a $1 trillion war, you got to keep it going and have an excuse to stay there. So, A, go through the Blackwater revelations, the slave children they're raping, the wife swapping, the murders, whether your intel is, how bad it is. But the key here that the media just mentioned as a footnote, who are, were they smuggling arms to in Iraq? Wayne Madsen.
In the Iraq, smuggling weapons that were winding up in the hands of the Kurds, and it's thought from the Kurds they wound up in the hands of the PKK, an organization that Turkey considers as a, you know, to be a terrorist organization, an organization that the United States considers to be a terrorist organization. So this is all this, you know, keeping this part of the world at each other's throats, you know, killing each other. There's profit in that, and companies like Blackwater and the companies, other companies. There's hundreds of them, like Blackwater. They're one of the big ones. Are all involved in this same business. It's War Incorporated, and the U.S. is trying to get extradited from Thailand this Russian named Victor Boot, who they're accused of being the merchant of death. But we've got a few of them over here too. I wonder what would happen if somebody asked for the extradition of Eric Prince, the CEO of Blackwater, now called V. They changed their name to protect the guilty. But I would imagine we would not want him extradited overseas to stand trial in some place like Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah, but let's be clear. I mean, I want specifically, because you have made allegations and revelations over the years, and it's come out later, mainstream media confirming, that you've said contractors and the Pentagon have been caught shipping in Taliban, Al-Qaeda, to kill our own soldiers to make the war look like it's real. And you talked about Mercs bringing in weapons. You're saying there's no evidence that Blackwater was doing that. This was separate.
The company that I was told was involved in this, it was the U.S. military, but not any specific contractor involved with bringing these people into Baghdad. These were Afghani Talibans who said they were there to basically set off road bombs and things like that. So, I mean, this gets in this murky area of this contracting, outsourcing by the intelligence community, the CIA, the Pentagon. But it's a free-for-all in Iraq. I've talked to people who've been over there recently. There has been no real improvement in the infrastructure in Iraq since we invaded that country in 2003. So this is country is right.
This is genocide, but that's what the federal filing, you know, the FBI is saying this, and I mean, we're just reporting on what's being said here, that Eric Prince would chastise Blackwater, you know, XE officers when they would send psychopaths home who would just enjoyed killing people and raping people, and that Prince would laugh and send them back. Let's get into some of the federal allegations here. Raping children, pimping little girls, and then wife swapping back at the bed. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, yeah, these two ex-Blackwater employees who have been who actually are testifying on behalf of the Iraqi families whose loved ones were killed by Blackwater troops in a central square in Baghdad a few years ago. They're testifying on their behalf, saying that back at the North Carolina headquarters, the senior executives, there was wife swapping going on there. No action was taken. There was the use of these, what they called a man camp in Baghdad, that was basically some place where Blackwater guys would go to avail themselves of prostitutes, including a child prostitutes. They said that people who wanted to blow the whistle on all these Blackwater scandals were threatened with being killed, and some had them killed. Now, I've covered a number of deaths among active duty and contractor personnel in Iraq. So, there's a lot of smoking guns.
Yeah, this isn't just enemies of the contractors. This is women in the contracting deal. They'll just rape them, torture them to death, Army, Marine Corps investigators about missing missiles, weapons. They just frag them. Like, I saw numbers in the thousands of fragged officers. I mean, this just sounds like, and that the C-130s, the New York Times admitted that everyone just uses the bathroom in buckets now and everything's collapsing. I mean, is this,
right.
Walter Reed's collapsing. I mean, is this just like, my God, are they just, I mean, maybe the good news is they're so corrupt that everything's just going to collapse.
Well, I mean, before these guys are returning from countries where they're eating basically food courtesy of KBR, used to be Dick Cheney's Halliburton that owned that, but they're literally eating crap in their food, and the water is putrid. I would hope that they understand who the enemy is when they come back here, and if they're ordered to go quarantine American citizens, they ought to quarantine. They ought to quarantine the people in Washington who are issuing these orders.
But you've seen those confirmed reports where just any good-looking woman out there gets basically killed.
Yeah, and then you know how many of those cases in Iraq where they were, you know, ruled suicides? You know, I put that in quotation marks because some of these people, like Colonel Ted Westhusing, they said he shot himself right before he was supposed to come back to the United States. The Army's top ethics officer from West Point, who was actually investigating contractor fraud over there at the time. Now his family doesn't believe for 1 minute he killed himself. So there's a lot of these so-called
and they clearly
suicides.
Killed Pat Tillman.
Yeah, absolutely they did. And these are really homicides that the military has never investigated. So I think it's time, you know, for the FBI to start investigating the Pentagon here.
My God, wait, are we the most corrupt country on earth?
Well, I mean, there are many more corrupt countries where the system is just a kleptocracy. Let's look at Nigeria, for example. Hillary's over there today telling them they have to clean up their
act.
But they generally
have kingpins that kind of keep it in order, though. I mean, here it's just like grabbing and stealing and raping and murdering and just like wild pirates or something.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's, there's no system to our corruption and the kleptocracy in this country, and yeah, a lot of people are stealing and killing, and but you know, we go around and parade around and say we're the greatest democracy on the planet, which is a laugh.
All right, I interrupt you on the Hillary thing. If we have time, we'll get back into Nigeria. But the limited time we have, the main reason I got you on, I watched your Russia Today transmission, and I did notice that some of the usual suspects have really been pushing the birther issue. We've just looked at it because I don't believe anything Obama says. He does have a weird Barry Sotero, weird passports, mom, you know, for the Annenberg Foundation and Geithner's dad and all these other, the Ford Foundation with micro lending and Obama with weird passports into Pakistan right out of high school. So he looks like an intelligence front, not so much a Kenyan, but I still look at it. I mean, but more and more, well, you're saying that Israel's using this birther issue to menace him, to keep him in line, that Netanyahu has either picked up on this or is behind it. What is your intel, without naming names, where are you getting this intel from?
Well, I mean, this issue sort of died. And then when Obama started getting tough on the settlements with Netanyahu, all of a sudden this woman, Orly Tate, out of California pops up with this Defend Our Freedoms Foundation. Now, she said that, she got on television, did this big media blitz. She also is tied up with organizations that are linked to the Likud government and Netanyahu in Israel. She was born in Moldova, moved to Israel, and then came over here. I mean, for her to be questioning the nationality of the President of the United States, I think somebody ought to go back and see how she got in this country. After she makes her big allegations, 2 days later she pops up in Tel Aviv on television. Now, you know, she submitted this fake birth certificate in a lawsuit. Maybe she realizes that somebody must have said, even though she's a lawyer, she got her law degree apparently from some online internet university. But maybe somebody tapped her on the shoulder, a real lawyer, and said, you know, it's a felony to submit a known forgery to a federal court. So she
yeah, but couldn't Israel also be putting out fake birth certificates to discredit things? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, look, they had their finger. I mean, the neocons had their fingerprints all over those Niger yellow cake documents. They had their fingerprints on the Iraqi oil ministry documents that showed supposedly all these anti-war politicians around the world got money from Saddam Hussein. These were all forgeries. And yes, Israel specializes in forgeries because remember the motto of the Mossad is through deception thou shalt wage war. So that's just another method that they use.
By way of deception, we shall wage war. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you've got the IDF soldier, and clearly not even just a dual citizen, but pretty much I would say he's an Israeli. The White House chief of staff, the true joker here, Rahm Emanuel, and his Dr. Death eugenics brother. I mean, what a crew! I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier. And so you're saying Netanyahu may be leaking this. I would see it just as probable that they put out the fake birth certificates to discredit it. I mean, why would Israel want to get rid of Obama when he's been going along with pretty much everything they want?
Well, Obama actually had, and there's thought that there is a feud between Emanuel and Netanyahu over the settlements issue.
The leaked Israeli ambassador to Washington thing in the Washington Post, yeah.
Right, the consul general in Boston, yeah, said that they were destroyed. You know, it was hurting relations. I mean, and then this, seeing rabbis in handcuffs in New York and New Jersey. I mean, there's a feeling that the federal government is getting tough with the Israelis, and then all of a sudden this birth certificate thing pops up. Netanyahu, is close to this woman, Orly Tates, who was the head of this. The most recent operation on the birth certificate, I would also
So you
point
think
out,
Obama yeah. really is a few degrees tougher on Israel than Bush?
Oh, I believe he is. I mean, you never saw, basically this rabbi network was supporting the Shas party, which is a key member of Netanyahu's coalition government. So these guys are being let out in handcuffs.
Oh, you think that's Obama's people saying we can blackmail you too?
Our Justice Department can go after your money sources over here, and in that case, they did.
Wayne, tell us more about that in the final segment, straight ahead. WayneMadsenReport.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Folks, Wayne Madsen is our guest. We got some other big guests tomorrow. And, of course, open phones and a ton of important news as we track all the things that are happening. We're going back to Wayne here in a moment to finish up with the whole Israeli situation. And is this a blackmail thing going on? All I want's the truth, nothing more, as they say. And all we're offering is the truth, as best we can get at it, nothing more, as they say in The Matrix. I do want to thank the sponsors that have made today's show possible before we go back to Wayne Madsen, like frontsight.com, FrontSight.com. Frontsight.com, they're offering 5 days of firearms training to my listeners and a free handgun, XD pistol, in the caliber of your choice. Their August classes are filling up quickly, almost sold out, but they have a bunch in September. Those are filling up quickly with this deal. Frontsight.com. You can't beat this deal. This is above law enforcement military training with no drill instructor or macho attitude. It's a family event. They also have a lot of free stuff online at frontsight.com. So check it out. FrontSight.com. Your safety, your family's safety is paramount. Also, I want to thank Occulta Blue. This is just an awesome atmospheric water generator that then sends it through 7 filters. And it's all computerized and nice and easy to use. Grabs the water out of the air, condenses it in an illuminated stainless steel tank with antifungal, anti-UV. Grabs it right out of the air. They even sell solar panels that go with it. If you don't want to plug it into the wall and want to be off the grid, ecolablue.com, 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 or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. And in closing here, I want to thank mysolarbackup.com. This is a great little solar backup system. You get multiple units and run even more of your house off of it. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of power source, 800-watt generator, and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. Check out their fine, very reasonably priced unit, mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. All right, in the last 3 minutes, you got the floor. Finishing up, Wayne, with the Israeli situation, and you have sources, or are you just saying you believe that this rabbi thing with the organs and the money and New Jersey, just black hole?
People in the U.S. intelligence community contacted me and said, look, this is not a coincidence. This is how the administration is sending a signal back to Netanyahu, who has basically thumbed his nose at, our request for him to freeze those settlements. And I think we could probably play tougher. I would like to see more done, but I think they're going as far probably as we're going to see. Maybe they can go a little bit farther, but I really think the what we may see, what I'm hearing too, is now that Netanyahu has been linked to this personal attack on President Obama, we may see somebody start digging up some stuff on Netanyahu's past, especially when he lived in the Philadelphia area. I'm hearing rumors that his past there may leave a lot to be desired among some of the more religious elements that support him in Israel.
Oh, you mean a type of stuff that goes on in the Republicans?
Maybe spend a little too much time on Rittenhouse Square in downtown Philly. Anyone who's familiar with that area knows that that's, how should I put it, a rather bohemian mixed neighborhood.
Hmm. You mean a Bohemian Grove type stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, Wayne Madsen, always informative, WayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you for popping in and spending time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. We'll post the video of this live radio show up at PrisonPlanet.tv from the live transmission. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Spread the word, and don't take the flu shot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.